Next week we start the session some new dollars on the days. In places in the middle, the person is there attending, they call their view that you don't say a drop unless you got sick of. When you just walk into the suitcase, you're going to be going to sit in the suitcase. The Rambam said you said the Brach Leish about sukkah before you sit down. The Rosh asked, you didn't understand why before you sit down. Over last year, the Brach is a mitzvah in Yeshiva. That's because it's sitting down and you're sitting in the sukkah and there's a mitzvah. When you say you're also here to the mitzvah, the Leish means the Hitzake. Shiva Tzim and Teishu Vashu means the Hitzake. To spend some time, they can't do it, doesn't it? But the Rambam time also agrees with the Rosh, when he holds that you're on the Chacham, one of the Sassi Brocher, over last year, some as you're about to do, a mighty Nisuyam, some fixed mighty Mitzvah. So the mighty Mitzvah is sitting down. The walking in is also a Mitzvah, staying is also a Mitzvah. Sitting down is a mighty Nisuyam. The place is holds like the Rambam, it goes further. But they insist that it's only considered a mighty Nisuyam when you eat a student. So then they say, Takash, walking in the sukkah, I don't know, sitting in the sukkah is a mitzvah, but it's not serious enough, a maitha mitzvah to recite a drach over. So sitting and eating a sukkah, that is a maitha mitzvah. So then they ask a kasha, so why not say a drach when you go to sleep? The entire member say, ma ein onam mevorach and lishon ba sukkah, as you're about to fall asleep, because the Gemara says in sukkah, the Mishnah is in sukkah, that when you want to do achilas aroi, you're permitted to eat achilas aroi chutz misukah. Only achilas kebah requires a sukkah. In shina, the shina's kebah or shina's aroi, even just to take a small nap, you're not permitted to take a small nap chutz misukah. But you see that sleeping is considered a maisa bikri, it's like achilas fast, like eating a bread is a maisa bikri. So shina is also kri, so just like Tosfos has limited the bracha, let's say a person wants to eat achilas aroi chutz misukah. So he's permitted, so it's not a big one. What if he sits in the sukkah and eats achilas aroi in the sukkah? Of course he has to be in the sukkah. If that person is not, he stays in the sukkah all day and all night, he doesn't go out of the sukkah, he drinks in the sukkah, he learns in the sukkah, he certainly has a key in the mitzvah every minute that he spends in the sukkah. If he wants to not sit in the sukkah, it's not a big one mitzvah. If he wants to eat a sukkah, a pot cooked in the sukkah, that's a big one mitzvah. If he wants to eat achilas aroi cooked in the sukkah, that's not a big one mitzvah. So it's a place here, mazach, when you're on achilah. We say when you eat a sudah, when you eat a sudah keva, that requires this bracha, that's called a maitha misuyam. So when you sleep, it's a chakal b'chayim, that should be a maitha misuyam, because the Gemara says, even the Mishnah says, even shinas aroi also requires this sukkah, because there's no aroi, it's a shina. Even shinas aroi is also considered a maitha kriya. So why don't we recite our bracha before we're about to go to sleep? The person gives two answers. The first answer they give is, the people usually eat supper, and they go to sleep soon after the supper. If they would eat supper, then go to shul and daven, and then they would come back, and there would be a haftokis, and then you'd have a kasha. Why don't you say bracha before you go to sleep? But their practice on the was that they would daven in time arrive in shul, then go home and eat supper. When they would eat the supper, they would say the bracha leishon batzuk over the supper, and they wouldn't leave the sukkah. It was really crazy. They go to the safer, go bring the dishes back in the house, and house or something. But there wouldn't be a major haftokis in the yeshiva sukkah between the eating of the supper and they're going to sleep. So they say, Yishlana, the Baruch of Achim, the Shemabach Meshay, so trust me, you say, Meshay Basuko, when you eat supper, and that covers the going to sleep. But what happens, that's not a satisfactory parent, though, if you're going to eat supper first, then go to shul, and then come back, and then spend time in the sukkah and go to sleep. Then there was a major hapsukah. So then, according to the first answer that says, you suggest, you really ought to say Baruch of Meshay Basuko as you're about to go to sleep. So they say, Ilami, to suggest another answer, that when a person is about to eat, that's called Doivalasi Yasa. Because he just washed, and he says Amaytri, and he's going to say Leish Basuka. Others say Leish Basuka before the Amaytri. Different in Ogden, he say Leish Basuka before or after. Why? Because he knows the Badan. He's about to eat Achilas Keva. I mean, Achilas Keva, that's the night in the Suyam of the King Amaytri. Hashem came sleeping.
Gotcha.
How does he know he's going to fall asleep right away? He may not even have a shina tzaroi. He may not fall asleep. He may fall asleep. So we'll say the bracha now. We'll say the bracha now. Oh, so that'll be over the over. It requires you have to say the bracha over last yosin immediately. The Gemara says kol hamitzvos kumen v'achalein over last yosin. Why doesn't it say kol hamitzvos kumen v'achalein over last yosin? The Gemara says not over. Then the Gemara proves from Sukkim and Tanakh that the word over means kaidish before.
So what happened? Use the word over and say that it means kaidim and say the word kaidim. So that's what all the rishonim say. The word over means immediately prior to doing the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says in Menachem. It says fill the name and the bracholim when you say the bracha on tum. So you don't say the bracha when you're taking it out of the zekub and you're unwrapping it. But to have it on your arm as you're about to do the hiduk. Then the Gemara says you say the bracha. Say the bracha before. That's called over the yoga. That's too far in advance.
Why is the drawing down trying to sleep?
I guess that's the same as sitting in the sukkah. Same as walking, sitting. That takes and holds not like that. They hold like the Rambam, but further. Like the Rambam holds that you don't say bracha when you walk into the sukkah and you roam around, only as you're about to sit down, because the sitting down is a ma'aseh d'kviyah. So the Taisa holds even further that you have to have dafke, eating or sleeping. That eating or sleeping, when the Mishnah says that's called the Dovah Shal Kfir. Sleeping is always the Dovah Shal Kfir. So eating, Achilas Keva is the Dovah Shal Kfir. In according to Tarsus, there's one opinion that you say Birchas HaTarim without learning at all. You don't even have to learn at all.
It's a
Birchas HaShem. Right, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's different. This din is only a din on the din of Rabbanon. Kol HaMitzvah Kudu Mevarach Aleim Bevel HaSiyot. No din of Birchas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanon. So the bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah, the Rabbanon has to be Bevel HaSiyot. But Birchas HaTarim is a din deraiser. And it's in Gansan, the whole nature of the bracha is different. It doesn't have to be in connection with the learning. You say in the morning that the Rabban Shalom gave us the Torah, even though Taisa says, even though you don't learn a word then. You know you're not going to learn until later in the day. So Taisa, in the second answer, gives the Nami, they suggest, the Shul Shem Elo Yishon, the bracha of Atola. Why is the bracha of Atola? Because it's way over the over. It may take so long that it's going to fall asleep, it'll turn out that it'll be over the over. We do that all the time. We say over the over. And you go already. So the Zayich tradition says the Birchas Erisim, and then many Rabban, they start asking, where's the ring? They start taking out the ring, then they start asking, is it Shalatuta? Shows the Aiden, who are the Aiden? They fall off the Aiden. Everything after he said the bracha. And is it your ring? Did you pay with your own money? And they show the column, show the Aiden. It takes a few moments. The third, the correct thing is you should do, so did he add in the summer, wouldn't be a hefty, because the did it, the Gemara says on Daphne, that did he add that, if the person said, I'm like, you're in Haaretz, and he cuts the challah, and he has guests, and he tells the guests, bring some salt, or he says, have a feast, or he says, feed the dog, feed the cat, so the Gemara says, but did he add, but all of this would not be a hefty, because it's considered a little bit of Tzorach Achila. But it says, this area in the Shulchanot, that Gemara told Baruch, that if you say, have a bite, or have a melach, bring some salt, or feed the animal. That's only to the evidence that I have to go to Hakuna to take care of all of this. Before you say, I'd like to go to Hakuna. So the same thing by the Birchas Erisim. But Jesus' opinion is that the Birchas Erisim should be recited after Lachar of the Yosef. Jesus in the Rabban Hall there should be recited. Jesus holds good the Birchas HaSheva. And the Rabban Hall runs the Birchas HaMitzvah. But a different reason why you say Lachar of the Yosef. Because it depends whether the Kala is going to not. I don't control the doubt of the Kala. So the Chazan is going to say the Birchas Erisim, then I'll say how he occupied with that, I don't accept. So he'll be left holding a bit, he'll be left with that Baruch of HaShalom. The Rabbi claims, yeah, the Rabbi claims the only time you say a Birchas HaMitzvah, whatever else you have to do, is you control HaShiyodah, you control everything, so then it's over. But if you need the Haskama from other parties, then it's HaShalom from over the Yosef. But the Rambam, right, the other person may not accept. That's what some Rishonim say. But the Rambam, we follow the Rambam. The Rambam says you do say the bracha over Lasi Yosef. You say the Birchas Erisim, and then you give the ring like every Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited over Lasi Yosef. But it should be over. Shouldn't be over the Yosef. They should make all the Hachanis. They should call up the witnesses before and make sure that it's Shalom Tuto and show it to the Eidim and ask whether he paid with his own money. All the Hachanis and all the same people. Taken care of before he says the Birchas Erisim. Oh. That's what he has. That's what the Maharish Chai is in the back of the Gemara. Quotes that Kasha, the Achrayim Esther. It says, that whenever you recite a bracha before you go to sleep, it's going to be over the Eidra because you may not be able to fall asleep right away. You don't really have control over the situation, so it may be over the Eidra. But that's what Achrayim asked your Kasha. How can you say, Birchas Hamat Lechev L'Shem Amen? He's supposed to say the bracha. You don't say now. I plan to go to sleep tonight. What happens if he tosses and turns and whatever and he stays up for an hour or two? The Zachary Mensah, right, the Bible says, quote the Torah, Zachary Mensah, that it's a bracha on the Chevrei Shema. The retired, that's the question. If I'm going to say the bracha now, so I don't plan to go to sleep now. But if I go to bed, there's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'm interested in going to sleep, and I'm a little tired. So that was the Tachanis Tachanis. The same bracha, when you're tired, and you're planning, if you get tired, then he's going to stay up all night on Shavuot, he's going to say, I'm not going to plan, it's not Hanich Nesvishan Ami Tosai. We might have at the end of the Mishnah, Hanich Nesvishan Ami Tosai, says the bracha Ami Tosai. Hanich Nesvishan means that he's about to, he thinks he's about to go to sleep, he's laying down in the bed, and he's tired. If he's tired, that was the Tachanis Tachanis, it goes on the Chevrei Shem, it doesn't go on Shem, it goes on Chevrei Shem. That's what it is. But the bracha is also pointed in this part of the Torah. The Chumash doesn't say, "I'm not going to sleep in because it's a super special." The Lishah HaBracha would be, "Lay Shei Tafu, Lay Shei Tafu." Don't
call
No, so they might have breakfast, lunch, and supper. That you don't eat kesedah. You could, yeah, you could, but the night is very limited. But people don't eat kesedah all day and all night.
Why does the
minhag all related? It's kareva. That's considered as if it's nice yeshiva studio. The nice in the studio, among yeshiva. Yes.
I thought that the
thing
is that they don't eat all day long.
But I'll feed in, he's asking I'll feed in, the halacha doesn't say when you have to eat your meal. So why should that be considered a maksit? It's a drop it each time you listen to the lechos and resting water. That's what they say, that learning is all considered one hand shift, but the achil is not because the minhag is that you eat it separate times in the day.
Okay.
Okay. No, the pastor says the papers would agree that not.
No.
That it's all really a hemshech of the same mitzvah. Even though the person stays in sukkah all day long, yeah.
Sure.
Pastor says in sukkah, wouldn't you say another one? A person wakes up in the middle of the night. A person went to sleep and he wakes up in the middle of the night to learn. It makes good sense based on everything that we learned in Tarsus. Tarsus says that Bichas al Torah is not a Bichas al Mitzvah at all. And the Chachamim, it's a Pasuk in the Chumash. Kishem HaShemek, Rabbi Gadol Lekeinu. But the Chachamim, when the Torah calls the Chachamim, the Chachamim Kaveya, you have a Mitzvah in the Torah to recite Bichas al Torah. It doesn't say how often you recite the Bichas al Torah. But it says, whenever you have a Mitzvah, it doesn't say when you have to do it. So we assume that it means once a day every day. Like Duchening we mentioned, at the start of the point setting, Mark says in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third parent, the Kohanim are only obligated to Duchen once a day every day. If the Tzibur calls upon them to Duchen, if the Tzibur calls upon them the second time in the day by Shachis and by Mutzah, then our parents are not obligated to Duchen by Mutzah. Even if it's a different Tzibur, not only by the same Tzibur, even if it's a different Tzibur, if you call upon them, they're not obligated to Duchen a second day. So only the Rabbanon, that if it's the same Tzibur, they're Duchen Shachis, they call upon the Mutzah, then they have to Duchen again by Mutzah. How does the Gemara know that? Only once a day, so the Sakura says the Psa Svara. The Mesarka says the Lachachonim, and the Chachonim understood that Svara. It says in the Terry after Duch, and it doesn't say when, but they assume that it means once a day every day. So that's because Abdel Natalim understands. That's in the Terry after the Sakura says the Terry. When is that? Today I become by Mitzvah, I say the Chachonim, I'm Mitzvah for the rest of my life. But they say no, it means once a day, every day. So what says once a day, it says the Chachonim, every day it says the Chachonim. But Abdel Natalim says no, it's understood that it means once a day every day when you wake up. How do they know that? He's like that basically, especially because when you wake up every day in the morning.
Not happily,
yeah.
So he says that when you go to sleep at night, even though there's a major hesach hadas, that he slept all night long, but he wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning to learn, even though there was a hesach and a hesach hadas, and if it would have been any other mitzvah, and you had such a long hesach here of a few hours of sleeping, you would require another broch, another birch on mitzvah. But here, birch on mitzvah is different. If the birch on shalat were good, that the chachamim, when you came to the chachamim on the sakin, they assume that it's a broch of their eyes, and the chachamim were kaveya, that this birch on mitzvah should be recited once a day, every day, in the morning of the day, not in the evening. Why not in the evening? Like you said, because you go to sleep, you're going to be mafi. It's not sleeping the Torah tested. That's the Torah, body on the sakin is once a day, every day in the morning. But even if you wake up in the morning at 3 o'clock, put it before Lo Yitzhak Shachar, Rabbi Nathan Holt, you're permitted to learn without a bracha. It's not that he heals mana bracha here. In Tzolk Lepar Bichas HaTerah. Because Bichas HaTerah from yesterday, Toiter is not Shachar is not Heret. Because he says, when you're here, they don't hold that that's right. They hold that those that are Heret. That's the machlokes we discussed. What if a person takes a big nap in the middle of the day? That's the machlokes. The man who takes a big nap in the middle of the day, he would require another bracha later on. Others say no, only a big when you go to sleep at night, but she has kev at night. She knows that right in the middle of the day. Even if she has kev, it wouldn't require a drop.
Why would you say that during the day? Why should You mentioned that better be posted during the day, because otherwise you can learn, it's only the Lila, if you get up in the middle of the night, or you get up early, then you might have to say the difference with early again. But if you fell asleep during the day, maybe not so.
Yeah, that's the Machlokes as the other Shem has.
But even Tracy's one argument. And Tracy says, well, in here, it's talking about, James, I'm talking about,
Unless you say that reciting of Slichas is said Derech Primo, Bakosha, it's not reciting Derech Primo, so then even though it's Sukkim, it wouldn't require Shabbat. So that's the Machlokes, Mishnah.
Is there a requirement
that you wait to see more? Yeah. Yeah. If you plan to learn either to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah or to read from Divrei Torah, but then you have to say, you don't have to wait till I'm on the shuttle run. That's how we pass him against that thing. You don't have to wait till I'm on the When you recite Birchas HaTorah, so to have in the Siddur that immediately after Birchas HaTorah you Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecho, then you recite the Korbanos. That's how we don't have it in our Siddur like that. We have first the Birchas HaShachar.
Birchas Kohanim somewhere
after. Yeah, we have Birchas Duchanim, Birchas Kohanim, then we have Birchas HaShachar. But in other Siddurim, you have first Birchas
Yeah, first Bichas HaShachar, then you have a little bit Korbanus, not the Korbanus. You have Kina. You have the bracha, the Kavash Shimcha Barabim, and then before you start reciting the Korbanus, then they have the Bichas HaTorah. You mentioned last week that many kehilas in Europe, they have that meaning, but the Yekish kehilas in many of them have such a meaning, and then a lot of Ashrayim later were mevatlis, because they said that it's not proper, because you say over here, Ashrayim Shalav Mashkim, Ariv Marav Zerf, Yom Tamal Chayom, Shmaiz HaShem HaKadosh HaNechot, you say the Pasuk before you say Bichas HaTer, so they need to say that one Pasuk in Adolat, even though you're not saying that Pasuk before it's on the third, you're dominating HaKadosh Bogot, that we are the people who say Shmaiz HaShem every day. But you're not saying Shema Yisrael now. He said, we are the ones who say Shema Yisrael Shem HaKadosh HaNechot. You're just quoting what you usually say. You're quoting yourself, and you're not really quoting the term. So that's the Machlokes HaSachar. But you're allowed to say that perfect before you say
Say
the whole first parsha, yeah. It makes it more obvious that you're saying the whole chunk from the term. So that depends on quote such a practice that when they would recite Bichas HaTorah and say Yivrech HaShem Yishmerech, then they would say the Korbanos, then they would say Yizel Mikra Mishol Zvachim, and then they would say Rabbi Shmuel. The bright of Rabbi Shmuel about the Rabbi Shmuel and the Shlosh Yosmin and the Drash Yosem. Where did this come from? That the Dafti insisted on saying all of this? Because it says it's a combination. Number one, Yerushalmi says that when you recite Bichas HaTorah, you have to have Shana Al Asar. And this is Tesis Pshat in Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi is not distinguishing between Bichas HaTorah or Abba Rabba. Even if Bichas HaTorah Gufah, that the Chachamim will misrak, and that little Tesis Pshat is still in Shana Al Asar. All right, so that's Shana Al Asar. What do you have to say, Dafke? Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecho, and you have to say Ezel Mekoyim, and you have to say the Brayta Rabbi Shmos, the Tosis in Kiddushin, and in Sanhedrin tells them the rest of the story they quote from the Gaonim. So the Gemara says in the first Perek in Kiddushin, the Yod Mishalish Ad Mishlois, the Shnoisos, Shlish the Mitzvah, Shlish the Mishnah, or Shlish the Talmud. The Gemara knows that Adrosha from a post, a beautiful Drosha. The Drosha is the Shinantam Nevanach, I think we be Shinantam on the Shilashtam. How does that affect you? I don't know exactly. Shinan the Moshe Shmayim, and Moshe Shloisha. I don't know the doctor, but that's how you want. Particularly Shinan the Moshe Shloisha. That Yishalo Shalom Shmayta, Shlish the Mikra, Shlish the Mishnah, Shlish the Talmud. The Tosfos understands that the name of the Goyim, the Rambam understands differently. The Goyim point out it's a Machlokes. The Rambam understands Pshat in that Gemara that you have to divide up the day into three parts. Let's say the Rambam writes a person who needs to learn 9 hours today. Rambam says, if he's a Bamalach, he goes to work, and he only has 9 hours a day to learn. Mr. Rambam is Moshe. He only has 9 hours a day to learn that Bach. So he should divide the 9 hours a day. 3 hours he should learn Tanakh. 3 hours he should learn Halacha. So from that, that's called Mishnah. Mishnah means Tzach Halacha, Halacha the Maite. 3 hours he should learn Talmud means still foolish alters. To try to figure out the ins and the outs, the svaris, and the kolos. To know why the din is like this, why the din is like that. And if you only have 3 hours a day to learn, so you should learn 1 hour a day Tanakh, and 1 hour a day Halacha the Maite, and 1 hour a day you should learn Talmud. The Rambam understands Yishalosh Shalom Shloisov. And then the Rambam says, that's when he's young and he's first starting to learn. But when he's a little older already, so he already knows Tanakh. So how much time does he have to spend to learn the Tanakh? So the Imam Sedra every day a little bit, and he finishes. He don't need so many hours of the Imam Sedra. More or less he knows what it says there in Chumash. And then Halacha. He already knows Halacha. He's an older person. He knows how to daven, how to take Krishna, how to put up in the mezuzah. What's the problem? He says you can take off a little bit from the third of the Mikra, from the third of the Mishnah, and spend a little more time in Talmud. So the Rambam says, how does the Rambam understand the Shalosh Ad Mishnah? It says that a person should see to it that the sum total of his knowledge should be approximately one third in each area. It should be equal. That's the Tchilas Nigudo, he should try to have Mamish equal. And then, as he goes on in years, he should tilt the scale a little bit so that in his mind, all of the information should be one-third, one-third, one-third. Tosfos doesn't understand the Gemara like this. Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, Yishalosh Shach Mishnaito, Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish Talmud, merely means like this, that a person has to be Kavei Yitim Lazer, every day he has to learn a little bit, so every day he has to see to it that he learns a minimum a little bit chosh, Hashmek of Tanakh, Hashmek of Halacha, and Hashmek of Talmud. Once he learns 1 minute of Tanakh, he says, Baruch Hashem Yishmael, Yahu Shem Panor, Yahu Yisrael, Shem Panor, Yahu Shem Choshom, then he does it, then comes as well, he runs through one kapitul, one teret mishnayis, yaitzit in a day. And then he learns the branch of Rabbi Shmuel, that's not mishnayis, that's considered
Talmud, that's already filled for leaving my house tomorrow, so he gives you an immediate shot on Joshua Klein. Yeah, the rest of the day, sleep alone, whatever he wants. If he enjoys Tanakh, let him learn Tanakh all day. If he enjoys Kitab Shulchan Aruch, Amish Tendura, Halacha, Halacha, Amaita, whatever, let him learn Shulchan Aruch, go home, let him take up Shulchan Aruch. And if he enjoys the Bumush HaTorah, Talmud, let him spend all day in Talmud. Take this learn, in the name of the Goyim, that the one-third doesn't mean one-third, literally, you should try to have approximately one-third. It means that you have to have a kriya to eat from Torah every day, and the minimum kriya is every day, you have to have a minimum chotch of a mashu of mikra, mashu of mishnah, mashu of talmud, and then the rest of the day, as much free time as you have to spend learning, whatever mashu libo chotch, whatever the person will enjoy learning. But this whole meaning that they used to recite all of these three, they would recite Berech Hashem Yishmerech, and then the psukim of the Kavan, and then the Zen will come, and then the Berech of Rabbi Shmuel, they would say this immediately following the Birchas HaTorah. We don't have this meaning. Ken has this, we say this also in the Exodus, no? Says this written in German. So they had the name. They said Birchas HaTorah after the Birchas HaShachar, before the Sukkah HaKorban. So they say that the first step in the minig, the second step in the minig is that it's based on Yishalmi Shalom Yishleifah, but the first step in the minig is based on the Yishalmi, and you have to have Shana Al-Asar. And then if you say, if you have to have Shana Al-Asar, you have to learn a little bit right after the Birchas HaTorah, then you say, what should you learn? So they say, let it be Yitzay, the bare minimum for the whole day by a little bit of everything.
Well, why didn't
they say they conclude, but we hold that that's not correct.
Where do you see places saying that they have a different order as far as when you put in the Birchas HaTorah?
And in Sanhedrin, I think, says it's there, quotes from the Gainim a little differently. That they would say the Birchas HaTorah after the Kaddish Shimcha Barabim, and then they would recite the Psukim of the Talmud, that's Nikra, then they would recite the Zemel Kremen as a Mishnah, then the Brayta of Rabbi Shmuel would be the Talmud.
Right.
And so he says that the first premise is they reject. The whole first premise was that you need Shon al-Asar, and they claim that you don't need it, either because we don't pass like the Yishalmi, or number two, even the Yishalmi only requires Shon al-Asar, if you want the Abba Rabbi to serve as Birchas HaTorah, but if you actually have to do Birchas HaTorah, you don't need Shon al-Asar at all. You can take Birchas HaTorah and not learn anything there. Learn later, learn out of it, sometime at all, whatever. You don't have to learn right away. It's a difference. It's not like a Birchas HaMitzvah. A normal Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to say the Brachah right before, so they say no, that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaTorah every day.
Why can't you say before learning? In other words, why can't you just say it any time during the day? Birchas HaTorah, you can
learn. Why can't you learn first and then?
Why does that have to be before?
So that's the other Gemara. The Gemara says that Ashur Birchas HaTorah Tchilah. The Gemara says that that constitutes the design of Torah. When a person learns without having recited Birchas HaTorah before, right, before him, so that demonstrates that he's not... Yes, that he's treating it like any other secular business. Yeah. Okay, that's the Gemara Birchas HaTorah. It's a Sibur. I don't know. Even everybody has already said Birchas HaTorah this morning. Separate Hakonos Kachon. Mishnah says in the Gila that originally the Sakhana Bizman HaMishnah was that the Kohen who said the Bracha Shalakonao, the Kohen said only the Bracha Shalakonao. The last service said the Bracha Shalakonao. Then the Gemara says in the Gila that in the days of Rabbi Shmuel and Bokal they changed the practice and they made the Sakhana that every year they should recite the Bracha Shalakonao every year.
Like a
person? That's not my year. Yeah. That's a major machlokes in the Mishnah who had to understand that Gemara. What changed? The Tzkufa Satanoim to the Tzkufa Rabbi Shmuel, what changed? So there was, it says over there that it was a major change. And in the days of all of the Tanaim up until the days of Rabbi Shmuel, they treated the entire Kriyas HaTorah as one unit. All the three Aliyahs, or the four Aliyahs, or the five, or the six, or the seven Aliyahs, whatever you have every day, whatever number of Aliyahs you have, the whole Kriyas HaTorah is treated as one big unit. So all you needed was one bracha before, one bracha after. And this man Rabbi Shmuel, because of the fact that people were rolling in and out in the middle, so they changed the nature of the takana of Kriyas HaTorah. They said we're going to treat every aliyah as a separate unit,
And every aliyah requires its own bracha lefanel echra, because each one of the units are kriya patel. That's how they report it. It's a major change in nature of takana. Iran and Megillah disagree with Iran, says, no, that it was always like that. In the days of the Mishnah, the days of the Tanaim, it was also that every oiler really needs a bracha before an echra. Except that the people weren't walking in and out. It wasn't a balagan. Everybody was sitting in their place and paying attention. So when the Kain said the bracha shalom for now, everybody was in shul, they all heard. So Shemek Kainer said, the lady who got the second aliyah was yeti ready with the bracha shalom for now, that the Kain said. I said it 2 minutes ago. And then the one Mishaberech in the thing, apparently he's not worried.
Yeah, he's Mishaberech.
That's not Mishaberech, but still, he's had a lot of sukkim, so somehow he's not worried about that. But he says he was yeti already. He was yeti. No, the Iran holds that really every aliyah is a separate unit, and every aliyah really requires a bracha of a fanal or a bracha akhra. But they all had, because there was no problem of going in and going out. What? And everybody stayed in shul. Everybody got an aliyah, stayed in shul. So they all waited till the end. They all held the fast till the end. When the last oiler said the bracha akhra, they all said amen. All the oilers said amen. The royal yaitim is from there. It's concluded that each one says the bracha akhra. But the Ram says on the side of the yaitim. The Ram says, so what happens to each other? Doesn't want to be yaitim with Shemek Kainer. He came in later, he says to leave early. He doesn't want it. He didn't have him to be yaitim with the other one. Didn't realize he's going to get an aliyah. They didn't have mind to be yaitim. So in any case, then he can say his own bro. That's how the Ram answers the kasha. The Gemara says in the Mishnah says in the Gemara that there's a special. The Gemara says there's a special takana Ezra was masakin that you have to lay the teichachem b'chol kaisai before Shavuos and the teichachem kisofa before Rosh Hashanah. As he points out, we always lay there 2 Shabbos before.
Mm-hmm.
2 days ago was the second Shabbos before Shavuos that we lay the kaisai, and the same thing, the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah we lay kisofa. We don't lay the Shabbos immediately before. We lay the second Shabbos before. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that when you're laying the Pesach and the Chukosai before Shavuos, you're not permitted to be Makhsik in the middle of the Pesach. You have one person, you get the Aliyah from the beginning of the Bracha, then he lays the Kolala till the end of the whole Pesach and you finish. You don't make a Hafsok in the middle and call someone else up. So the Gemara says, why not? The Gemara has 2 reasons. The one reason the Gemara gives is that a new person is going to get an Aliyah, is going to say a Bracha, Shavuos, and someone else will not say, what's it? Then he's going to lay the Pesach, so the Gemara won't feel uncomfortable. He doesn't want that you call him Miss Kablin Valini Choir. I get up rushing, they're getting flawless. The person feels uncomfortable. But that's why the Mishnah says that you have to lay the Tesh in 1 unit so the Rashon gets a bracha and then we read a bracha for...
I'm not seeking the Tesh.
You're not allowed to be Mastik in the middle of the closet in the Tesh.
They didn't make a bracha.
Also, the Ram is bothered with a kasha, but with Mala Tanayim, this is all in the Mishnah. With Mala Tanayim, the only one that said a bracha before was the Kohen. The one who said the bracha at the end was the last Taylor, and everybody in the middle didn't say any brachas. So the Teichach is not the first and it's not the last. It's in the middle of the time.
The Gavra. Different personal
matters.
But if they didn't say the Bracha, it's a
Gavra.
But the Gemara says one reason why you're not permitted to be Mastik in the Kololas is because they didn't begin, so you've done a Miskalim Vanim Isbara. So the Rabbani Shalom feels uncomfortable. He doesn't want that you should say a Bracha when they're even curses for the Kolos.
Like
so they're not saying a Bracha. It's Mala Mishnah, they're not saying a Bracha. So that gives us reason of Rishlokish, I think. So in the days of Rishlokish, maybe they had already introduced the Minig of Rabbi Shmuel. They were sort of contemporaries of that. Rishlokish, Rabbi Shmuel, they were at the same time. So maybe they had already introduced that practice, so that makes sense. This mana. But this mana Mishnah, the Mishnah has this takana, not to be Mastik. The Minig of the Tanakh, how can that possibly be the reason for the takana Tatana, not to be Mastik, if the people didn't say Brachas in the middle? So the Ran, in order to answer that kasha, the task of the Ran on the side of the Rish answers this answer. He says, I feel this is Ban HaMishnah, not like the report said that it was a major change in the nature of the Chachamim Kriya. He says, no, I feel this is Ban HaMishnah, every Oyla was a separate unit. Nikra didn't have the Oyla, should have really had a Bracha Lefana, and a Bracha Shel Achra. And there was no Nechnas of the Yaitim. They weren't in and out, they were sitting still, and every Shul, everybody who came was there on time, and they stayed to the end. And everybody heard the first one say the Bracha Lefana, and they all heard the last one say the Bracha Shel Achra. But normally they all had in mind to be yaitzeh with everybody was yaitzeh with the other one's bracha. But it's not that no brachas were recited in the middle. Once in a while, like a person would come late or leave early, he would say a bracha, because Mikra is in every aliyah needs a bracha of Fanaha and the Akhra. That's what the Ran says. Once in a while, it will turn out that someone's going to get the Tesach, and then he's going to say a bracha before in the middle of the Tesach, so that's what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do. But the Ritual holds that it's not, the Ritual holds that it was a major change. That's what the later Pesukim have a topic, because Mishnah
and the Mishkan Yankis discussed this Shaila. The Mishnah says in Megillah that you have to have a minyan for Kriya Tatar. You have to have a minyan for Chazorat Hashas, for Shimbalka, for Kaddish, for Kedusha, all these different things. So what happens if, let's say, you had a minyan for the davening, in the middle of Shmoneh, if someone had a run, you take them to Hashem, hey, minyan. And you still have nine people. Still have, even if you only have six people, if you have a red minyan, so you can continue till the end. Till the end of that unit. Till the end of the Shmoneh.
So let's say, Shady Bachamishin,
till the end of Shmoneh, and Kaddish.
What if it changed the Hanishi and the minyan disappeared before Kriya Tatarah?
So you have a right to finish whatever you began with a minyan, so the Mishnah says you can finish that up provided you have a right to Tiva. If you have got six people left in the Tiva, right, of the minyan, you can finish whatever you start. But if you didn't start Kriya Tatarah yet, then you can't start it because you didn't have a minyan when you started. What happens if you had a minyan when you started Kriya Tatarah? Then the Mishnah says you can finish the whole Kriya Tatarah. Let's say the minyan disappeared after the first Aliyah. Or after the second Aliyah. So he's going to start the second Aliyah with only 7-8 people. He's going to start the third Aliyah with only 7. So the Mishnah says that it's Aliyah. It's
one year old.
Oh, so now with Hashayimah that it has the Mishnah Kalares and the Mishnah Kalares is Mechazik and Sofek. He says maybe that's only the Mishnah Mishitasai. That is not a Mishnah, all the Aliyahs are one unit. The whole Kriya Tatarah was one unit. That's how the Rishwa understands it. The whole Kriya Tatarah was one big unit, so if you began that unit with a minion, you can finish up that unit, even though the part of the minion disappeared, but you still have the right of the minion. But Heinz is man as calling, after the Takonah Rav Shmuel, that every Aliyah says the Baruch HaLachon HaLachrat, they treat every Aliyah as a separate unit. So maybe just like if the minion left in the middle of Chazorat HaShat, you can't start Kriya Tatarah. Maybe it was an Aliyah. If they left in the middle of the first Aliyah, maybe you can't finish the second and the third Aliyah. Because that started, that's the starting of the unit.
The reason for the Takana, they might say it's Rahman, not because it's a separate unit. The reason is because maybe he didn't hear Nachman Yarsin. He didn't hear the first Bracha. As a rule, most of the people go in and out. So then they established that everybody should say their own Bracha. But it's still part of one unit.
No,
it's still part of one unit. But you're running in a Bracha. But
that's the Ritva says that there was a major change in the nature of the
Takana.
Ritva says one unit. Ritva says the entire Takana was treated as one unit, and later they changed it and made it into three units. According to the Rav, nothing changed. According to the Rav, it was always like that, and it's the same thing. Now the practice is that no one has a mind to be open with anybody else, because noise in Tumuli. But according to Ritva, this whole definition goes. But the nature of the Takana changed. So that's what he's mistaken about. Maybe since it's a separate unit, maybe you can't finish. That's what the Mishnah is like at times. The Mishnah says there in Megillah.
In Megillah, maybe Megillah and have most of the minyan left.
You can lay the Megillah to
Rosh Hashanah.
You can say the Bracha Shel Achareinu. It's done in the same thing. If he started with a minyan, it's done in the same thing. The Mishnah of Yankah brings our riot in this case of Mishnah from the Mishnah of Megillah. The Mishnah says all the different things that you can't do unless you have a minyan. So it says you can't say Kaddish, you can't say Hazaras Hashad, and you can't say Baruch Hu, all the different things. So you can't say Kriya Tatarah, and you can't say Maftir. So he says, what do you mean Maftir? When do you say Maftir? Right after Kriya Tatarah. If you don't have to say Tatarah, you didn't learn Kriya Tatarah, then you don't have to Maftir. So he says, if you didn't have a minyan, so there's no Kriya Tatarah. So what is there to discuss now? So obviously, how come I'm here? The Mishnah was talking because she had a minyan, and they learned Kriya Tatarah, and they walked out. And now you want to learn them up to it.
Finally, they touched the minyan of Kriya Tatarah. They finally touched the minyan of Kriya Tatarah.
So that's where the Mishnah goes. Could be. The Mishnah is saying, because that doesn't occur to him. You've got to hear soon that it goes Shon Kitikunam. So if you learn Kriya Tatarah, and you've got to say Master after. So he says, what do you need? You need a minyan for Master. You had a minyan. What is there to discuss? You had a minyan for Kriya Tatarah. You didn't have a minyan for the Bosan Kriya Tatarah. So he says, obviously, how come my Kina, you had a minyan for Kriya Tatarah, and they left in the middle. They were in a rush. What are they in a rush? You only have Maftir on weekdays, you don't have Maftir on Halamah, you only have on
Shabbat.
You don't have Shabbat. You have to go to work on Shabbat, whatever. Okay, whatever. Shabbat, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, whatever. They were in a rush, and they left. So we treat Maftir as a separate unit. We treat Maftir as a separate unit. They said, so you see, that even in Kriya Tatarah is not a mission, they treat Master as a separate unit, so you don't say in his Kriya with the beginning. Then you can continue the Master, so that's the marker for the topic of the Ketanishma that the man is there. So that every Erda should be treated as a separate unit, because each Erda requires a separate prophet. So maybe this man is there in his Kriya, if they began the first Aliyah with a minion, that wouldn't help for the later Aliyah. Man is there, every Aliyah should be treated like Master.
Bizmana Mishnah. But Master Bizmana Mishnah is a separate unit. And as long as every other year is a separate unit.
It's a Kaddish, that's why. You know, you made it. You definitely show that there's an end of it.
I mean, only a Kaddish.
The Kaddish itself is like a model.
The Kaddish
itself is. Yeah, yeah, the Kaddish says in the Gaina when we're talking the Kaddish. The Gaina when we're talking the Kaddish. The Gaina when we're talking the Kaddish goes in the Gaina. The Gaina when we're talking the Kaddish.
You want to tell us how this is
Yes, that this is Mount. The fact that the same is this that there is a Rabban on this and the make of that rod. What do you mean, Mako? What do you mean, Mako? I don't know if it's a cool or cool.
It
could have been the stocking period that there without any Bichos Hatzer, because, like he pointed out, you already said Bichos Hatzer in the morning. But they felt it's more proper to enhance the Hashidus of the Bichos Hatzer, so they felt you should say a new Bichos Hatzer. It's a new, like the Rebbe used to say, it's a new form of Talmud Torah. With all the learning that he did before the Talmud Torah, the Yochid, this is Talmud Torah Barab. The Mikra then, it doesn't really make a difference. But the Rabban, every time you have a new form of Talmud Torah, you should recite another Bichos Hatzer. As the Rav said on the Haggadah, said on the Haggadah, when you say the Haggadah, I'm no Pesach, so you say, Baruch HaMlach and Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShanot and Tal HaMi Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Why do you say a Bichos Hatzer? Baruch HaShanot and Tal HaMi Yisrael, Baruch Hu, it's like a Bichos Hatzer. Why would the Chachamim Yisrael and a new Bichos Hatzer? Now you say the Bichos Hatzer in the morning when you woke up, and you say, because here there's a specific form that the Haggadah has to be recited in. You're only in fulfillment of the myth of Tzipi Yisrael and Tzrayim. If you tell the story of Yisrael and Tzrayim in the form of combining Torah Shabbat with Torah Shabbat, that's how the Chachamim are misafed. The Mishnah says in the end of Tzachim, you have to recite the Parashat Arami of it. Obviously, you have to be Dervishes. Dervishes means you have to say the Drashes of the Torah Shabbat. And that's what we do. We say a Parashat, but then we break it down to its component parts, to the phrases. And in every phrase, we comment the Drashes of the Torah Shabbat that appears in this phrase. And that Parashat, Mr. Bikurim, we give all of the comments of the Torah Shabbat. So because this is a specific, unique form of Talmud Torah, so the Chachamim on the second sort of a new Bichat HaTorah, comparable to the Takana Chachamim, that you have to say a special Bichat HaTorah before Kriyat HaTorah. That was the suggestion. What prompted him to say that was the Tshuvas Rashi that they quote. The Talmidim of Rashi quote in the Sefer Kardas, in the name of Rashi, the Rashi used to wake up in the morning before the Balabatim came to shul, and he would be sitting and learning, so he said Bichat HaTorah. And then when everybody came to shul and they would start saying Bichat HaShachar, then they would all recite together Tzokonah, so Rashi would say again. Rashi used to daven probably in Yisrael Chashkanah. He used to say the Bichat HaTorah after the Bichat HaShachar, right before the Korbanos. So they thought that Rashi would say again Bichat HaTorah. Why? Because before he was learning Talmud Torah B'Yoch, and now it's Talmud Torah B'Rabbi. And then when there would be an Aliyah by Kriyas HaTorah, again a new form, specific form, Parshas HaShavuah. You have to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in this specific form, that's here by learning from the Sefer Torah, Parshas HaShavuah. That's the background of this special takon. But it's just separate takon of takon. You recite a drach on the Kriya Zatar. That's what the Nitzitz is, that if you pull out a Sefer Torah on a Sunday afternoon and you decide you want to learn Kriya Zatar and you say drach, it's that would be a drach of Vatar. It's only warranted on the day on which the Chachamim were mitzaken that you have to learn that on a Monday or Thursday. We sent him the Shaila from Chicago that there was someone had a Siyam Sefer Torah, they made a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, they donated it to the shul. They had a whole parade with dancing and music and everything. Then when they came to shul, they decided they're going to auction off the aliyahs and they're going to lend Kriyas HaTorah. They gave three aliyahs and they said brachas, and then they put it into the Yom Kodesh. So there's a whole fight in Chicago whether it was right or it was wrong. But finally there was nobody around in America to send the shayla to. So they sent it to the Nitziv. So the Nitziv has it in the Nation of Dove. He has a tshuva to the community in Chicago. He says he holds that it was a bracha of Atol. He says this would be a Sheni v'chamishi. Strange, he says this would be Sheni v'chamishi. And he was laying a different laying, not from the Parshat HaShavuah. He says that would be okay. And then, which the Chachamim, when the Sakhan clears the Torah, even if you're laying something else, that's okay. But then, which the one the Sakhan clears the Torah at all, he holds that it's a bracha.
In other words, if you miss Monday, one reason or another, if you miss Monday, want to make it up on Tuesday,
and do it,
and do it. Either these 3 days
without my... Oh, that's the machlekes achenza. Teres Bikanin says like that. that there came the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Atzeres says that since the reason why the Chacham were Mesakin Monday, Thursday, and Shabbat is because they shall be able to show Shitzarim B'lai Teira, and that the Sigra missed Kriyas Atzeres on Monday, he says, yeah, something like Tashlum, not exactly. He says, so let them lay on Tuesday, they will not have lost the 3 days B'lai Teira.
With a
brother. With a brother, yeah, regular Christian. The most of the Rachmanim don't accept that. You should do it right, but most of the Rachmanim reject that. It comes up a lot of times when you go to the mountain. If you go to a camp or a bungalow colony and it is no minion,
the early birds don't get to work.
Sometimes you come early, and there's no minion in town on Monday. But then by Monday night, then there's a big crowd. So then on Tuesday morning, should you lay in Kriyas HaTorah? So there are terrors that came and says that you do. Traditionally, you have to start your telling the Torah. Mishnabura says no, that the Achrayim were mastic on that, and they say no, the reason for the Takana was Kadesh and Yahushua was Yom Leiter, but the Takana was Sheni Bahamish, because these 2 days that you may work around. Yeah, that's what says that Dana Baba Kamala. These 2 days that you may work, why were they mistaken in Monday? Because they mistaken in the Hatkhila, Tuesday and Thursday. They said no, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hatsina and came down from Hatsina, and always on a Monday and a Thursday. They said make the whole calculation. At the end of Parak move. They say that's within a tipsa. So since the takana was, the reason for the takana was Kadesh was Shalei Yata Shloshim Tavim B'Lotel, but the takana was only Sheni V'Hamishi. He says any day other than Sheni V'Hamishi, if you say a bracha on Kriyas HaTorah, it'll be a bracha of HaTorah. You're not laying on a Shabbos.
No.
You want to
Shabbos.
Yeah. So now you're going to go that week. But when you get there,
you're going to miss the whole time. You want to go ahead. So you want to go on
Shabbos? You want to go on two parshas?
No.
Middle of
the week. You want to catch up?
Literally,
at least
you give 7 or 8 years.
No, you're going to
find
myself.
You have to do whatever you want. You don't get any gain on this week. You on Shabbos, you want to try to get a minion on Shabbos, but you're only 2 days. Okay? You try?
No,
the Takana was to be mashing more than Parshiyot on Shabbos. You're not yoting if you lay in the middle of the room.
Okay.
Separate to lay in another. Nelson Chatzera. The morning is like Yom Tov Sheni Shal Gvadius. Why not? Every Yom Tov Sheni, you have a Takana to lay?
Why not?
Maybe lay in a different Kriya from what it says in the Gemara.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem is Nelson has to. That's the problem. Right? It's not like there. Some don't learn. Some don't learn.
Different things?
Yeah. Learn different things. That's not the problem. If the Gemara doesn't have a Tachmara to learn at all, it has to be done with the Brach. If the Nesif says that it's a Brach of the Batom.
That's the Shah.
So the Masham talks about that. The Masham was asked to Shaila about the kind of the university student who they were forced to, high school, they were forced to go to school by the
government.
By the government, and they had no grade. They had to go to school, and the classes were one after the other. They had to go from early in the morning on Shabbos. They're not going to write, but they had to sit through classes. And they couldn't, and they squeezed in, it's happening quickly, between one class and the other, but they couldn't blend class on Thursday. And they were there in school the whole day. Until Shabbos was over. So what are we going to do with Kriyas HaTorah? Is it possible to learn Kriyas HaTorah Friday night? There's no school at night. Can they learn in their room? The ones that can be used to Kriyas HaTorah Friday night, there is a Takana comes up to be used to Shabbos in the morning and not at night. Like Kriyas Shofar. You can't play. You can't go Shofar at night. Yeah, you have to do it that way. You want to have a state of a young and not yet. You want to have Kriyas Shofar by Rylan, so they want to know, what about Kriyas HaTorah? He passes that you can lay by Lilo, and he brings a riot from some Chastera at night. But the fact that we lay some Chastera at night simply means that we're laying some Chastera de Galen. That's the meaning that you get five over here.
Yeah.
Many shows the meaning that you get three over here. So what does that say? Yeah. I don't know. But he claims that simply you hear to the Takonis Takonim of Kriyas HaTorah Le'asim HaTorah.
So then why don't you lay the next day? In other words, if
you don't like that it's fit. If you want to lay twice on Yom Tov, it's also okay. Yeah, one lay twice on Shabbos, it's also okay. To lay on the day in which there's no Takonis, then it would be Brach of HaTorah to say Kriyas HaTorah. But to lay more than once on the day in which there's Kriyas HaTorah, anyhow, that's not a problem. And you can lay the laning the night before.
That's his job.
Yeah, the pastor says you're not Mechuyev to make it. Pastor says you're not Mechuyev. The Shari Ephraim talks about that. The Rishonim discuss a situation, the Rishonim discuss a situation where they were in shul on Shabbos morning, they got in Shachris, and as they were about to take out the Sefer Torah, the Crusaders, they heard the Crusaders were coming through town, and they were afraid they were going to get killed, so they all ran, and they were all hiding until a few days after Shabbos, so nobody should go in left. So they had, since they were dominating together Shachris, so they were Chalam, the Tzibur Achim, Tzibur Torah, and they weren't able to fulfill it. That's what the Rishonim say, that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch. And they come the next Shabbos, and they're by the way, the last week said, this is said in Mechubarim. Even though it's not the Aruch of Kaisai. It's Metzaira and Achim Mai, whatever it is. Two statements that normally don't go together. So what's it? So you make them go together this time. That's the way the case is going to show. Now, so the Shari Ephraim says that the only time you have this din, that you lay Mechubarim, as long as there was a tzibur who were gathered together on Shabbos morning, and whom the chiyuv to lay was chal, and they weren't able to fulfill the chiyuv, but since they weren't inside the chiyuv was chal, so they have to make up the chiyuv next week by laying 2 feet. So let's say there was a snowstorm, and there were no 10 people together in one room on Shabbos morning, they just never got together. Or there weren't no minyan in town. If you come the first Shabbos in the season, in the summertime, whatever, you come the end of June, beginning of July, before July 4th, there was no minyan on Shabbos, there was no minyan, there was no minyan, you would have a mechiv in Kriya Chatzar. And when comes next Shabbos, it doesn't make sense, he says, to lay 2 feet. And it's usually assumed, not so. Usually the minyan goes, and it's not so. Usually even if there was no minyan, or even if there was a snowstorm, the minyan goes is that you do get together the next Shabbos and lay 2 feet with Mechubar, or even, not only if there are 10 people who didn't. The Chalanish, who was once in jail under the British before 1948, they had a Havkalah for Shmir Shabbos. So they arrested the Chalanish, and he was in jail, I think, for 6 weeks or something, 5 or 6 weeks. And he missed, and he wouldn't let them bring a Sefer Torah to the jail. And maybe he didn't want them, I don't remember the whole story, but he didn't allow them to carry any Yerev, or they didn't allow whatever, so the kid, if he got out of jail, so then on the Shabbos after, so the, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you only make up one Sefer. You want to make up one set of Mishum Tifa to Tzibura. If you miss 2 Shabbos, then you're going to lay 3 Sedris. The one shot is going to lay the 2 Sedris that you missed, and you're going to lay 3 Sedris together. That's a Tifa to Tzibura. So the Chazanish asked 9 people, Tifa to Tzibura, would you be Meichel on the Tifa? Would you be Meichel if you were laying 7 Sedris? All the 6 that you missed, and for the Chazanish, he said Meichel. He said, the whole reason why you don't lay more than 2 Sedris in the Tifa to Tzibura is that since you're going Meichel on the Tifa, they were matching. So he had a private minion of just a minion of 10 people. And he lined all the parts of 7 Sedris.
I'll just put the only
Oh, you're laying as if all the 5 segments were one more.
Don't do the one from the parsha to make it
three. Okay. Is that like Mechubar? Right. This is not the way he says Moshari Ephraim. Even though he's going on Yochid. All the other people did hear Kriya Sasera. So he asked him, as a favor, he felt he wanted to make up, he wanted to make up all the Kriya Sasera. Even the Mika read then, he probably wasn't. Yeah. That's only the Chazanish. It doesn't apply to other people.
Nobody would do it.
They quote the story about the Chazanish, that there was once a bris on Yom HaAtzmaut. So when there's a bris, they don't say Tachnu. But the Chazanish says, no, he has to say Tachnu because they're going to say that the Chazanish left out Tachnu because of Yom HaAtzmaut. It's only about 10 years ago, there was a bris in Munti. Yeah, I got the Kamenetsky was there. So at this, you don't say Tachlon. So the father of the baby said the story about the Chazanish, that there was a bris on Yom HaAtzmaut. And the Chazanish said, you gotta say Tachlon. So the father of the baby said, you gotta follow the Chazanish. So Yankee Kamenetsky said to the father, idiot, who do you think you are? But the Chazanish, you're not gonna say Tachlon. You're gonna say the Chazanish. Recognized the being, he left that Tachlon. You, he said, oh, so you said Tachlon. Didn't say Tachlon. Who cares what you do?
This is how they said it didn't. We have the new meaning. Whenever the bit falls on a real life book, they have to say it's time to put an eye on it. Even afraid where people would have true things to him. Okay, we're going to continue quoting the Mishnah in Masechet Tamid. So now, Hassan, the Mishnah in Tamid gives you the whole Seder again. If there's only one Seder Seder, and you find the special, what do you do? Because it says in Shulchanot that you stop waiting. How? Do you make it up next week? Some of you do. Mm-hmm. You thought that what you laid, but you had to get on after laying over again. From that point on, you would have to make up next week. I mean, there is a machlokes because you permitted to lay from a fossil of Sefer Torah. The Rambam and the Chuvah say Rambam writes that you permitted to lay from a Torah Balfeh. You can say brachas, give all the tefillahs from a princess chumash, you can lay Balfeh. And he says, we do it all the time all over Spain. My Simchalayim, Rimagash, my father, my grandfather, I do it, we do it all the time. That's what he writes in the Shuvah. And the Yarech HaZok, the Rambam has all the Hilchos Sefer Torah. He says, if it's missing a letter, has an extra letter, has all this, has all that, it's no good. And he says, what do you mean it's no good? It means that you can't use it for Kriyas HaTorah. It's a Chastir. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes that the Rashbo points out Chastir between the Shuvah and the Rambam. And the Rambam, the Yarech HaZok, he knows it. It's very strange. He says, we do it all the time, all over the place. And there he writes, absolutely wrong. Just don't make a sense. It's a Chastir. So the Jewish quotes from his Rebbe, from the Maria Abuav, that lichach shila, you're not allowed to lay from a pasul of Sefer Torah, like the Rambam writes in the Yad HaZok. But to the Yevir, if you're already laying from a pasul of Sefer Torah, you can follow the Chan, the Rambam, and the Tshuva, who says you're allowed to do it for chatzila. He says you're allowed to do it for chatzila, so for the purposes of the Yevir, to the extent that we laying already, you're laying the 20, 30 psukim, because that you don't have to lay over again, to the Yevir. That's what the Rosh told us, when we went to the Sefer Torah, so the Rambam added on, that Mishum Tichet the Sibura, so to the Yevid, the Koshi, the Zechik, that he said, if you can impress upon, if you have a little bit of terrorists on the bottom and they won't scream, you should try to convince them again. That when you're laying, when you take out the new Sefer Torah, you should start back from the beginning again. If the people won't lynch the rabbi, he says, you should convince them, they should start from the beginning of the Sefer when you take out the Koshi Sefer. But that's not what it says in the Shulchanot. In the Shulchanot, the Bekirk is asked, like he writes in the Bekirk, in the name of Nari Abua, this pshar, to the extent that you laid already the first 20, 30 psukim that you did already, that you rely on the Rambam and the Tshuva who says that you could even do it with Hachila. But to the end we rely on it. And the Shabbat is the same, in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah, the Shabbat, and you find that it's got something wrong, one says that they're in the whole town, so you stop where you are. And then next Shabbos, you would start from where you left off.
How could Rambam talk to you in the middle of the town? He would tell me what happened in Spain, though.
I don't know. During the Second World War, they used to have little pamphlets for the chaplain, how to fast from Shabbos in the Jewish Welfare Board, the JWB. There are different Shabbos for Chuvahs, Halacha Amaitis. The bottom is about this, can you lay Kriya Zatara where there's no Sefer Torah? So the stock is, of course, the Rambam says that we do it all the time. That we lay Kriya Zatara from about that, from a Chuvah, from all that. That's the stuff. The chaplaincy commission during the Second World War, from Shabbat in Sunday. But they have like the Rambam and the Truth. So the Mishnah and Talmud give you the Seder Hayom, what they did every day in the Beit HaMikdash. Before the crack of dawn, they had a man in the Beit HaMikdash that had dormitories for the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash. They used to sleep over there, they used to wake them up. And they had to go to the mikveh, they had to go get put on the big tikkunin, they would decide who's going to do the Shemitah HaDeshin, who's going to do the Shemitah HaTalmud. And they would check the Talmud every day before sunrise, way before sunrise, very early in the morning. And then they would say Krishma early in the morning, and they would say some of the Bichas Krishma, not all of the Bichas Krishma. They wouldn't say the Shemona Esrei. They would say a couple of brachas, not all the brachas. It's a very different practice from the way we daven today. Everything is very different from our davening. It wasn't the regular, this was in the Beit HaMikdash. It wasn't the regular Mishnah HaTfilah, the one we have. So the Gemara is always part of that Mishnah. Tanan Hashem, the Tzedek Talmud, Omar Lahem HaMamune, one of the Kohanim in charge of the Beit HaMikdash used to announce, Berachu Bracha Akas. Let's say a bracha. He would announce, Lama Dogna Bracha, Berachu Bracha Akas, Asibu. The aim, Baruch Hu, so they would recite that one bracha. What is the one bracha?
of the two brachas that you recite before Kriyat Shema, Yadro, Baruch Hashem, Chol Kishon, Yeretz HaKol. Then you say Yeretz HaMor, then you say Abba Rabo, Tehil Abdech HaMisol Yahab, then you say Shema Yisrof, the Gimel Parashios, and instead of saying the both brachas before Kriyat Shema, they would only say one out of the two. Which one did they kick out, which one did they say? It's unclear in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, which was written generations and years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, so they didn't know which one did they say, which one did they leave out. So there's a machlokes somewhere. It's not a machlokes in sport, that's a historical question. The one is right, you can't say, Eilu 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 Kimachav, the question in the seer. The concept in Tamik, the Shaitan, the practice was they said one of the two blocks, they left that one. So which one did they say, which one did they leave out? So Gemara's going to discuss it in a minute. So the Gabbai would announce, say one block, they said, and then they said, Aseret HaDibroi, that we don't have at all. Aseret HaDibroi, in the middle, that's the first explanation of the first people, we don't do that. And then it says, they said, at least that's the same. They said they say the same 3,000 petitions that we have. And then the Berchu Esha'om, what is that? The Berchu Esha'om. How does Rashi say? Berchu Esha'om, Rashi says, Imha'om, they said together with the Tzibur, Gimel Brachas. They said from the whole Shema Esha that we have, from the brachas after the Kriyat Shema. What do we have after Kriyat Shema? We have the morning Emes Yatsi, and then we have, well, you saw, and then we have the Shema Nesri. So instead of saying Emes Yatsi, and having the whole long Shema Nesri, so it says they all said together, the Kohanim said with the Tzibur, that the old people of Levitim and Yisrael of the Beis Hamikdash, everybody all together only said, right, Berachu Esam means with the Am, they said, Gimel brachas, which three brachas? They said, Emes Yatsi from the Birchas Kriyat Shema. And then they said, from the Shema Nesra, they said, Va'avoido, or Birchas Kohanim. What's Avoido? Let's see the Rashi. Avoido means Bishul. Vayas, what's Birchas is called Avoido? Avoido means Bishul. Not to make a mikdash haikai, and it's not just to say the Shechina is in Tzibur. That's this nusach was changed after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So that was the nusach of his day, Rashi told us the Rashi. So it's a different nusach. So Rashi says, the Tzibur Shalom came to Avodis Am Yisrael, the Isha Yisrael Shalom from Kabbal Berasim, Baruch Ham Kabbal Avodis Am Yisrael Berasim. Either that's the nusach. Rashi says you can't say a mouth of Shemot with sin. You have to say a nusach that fits in. Either you say that, or you say Shalom Kabbal Kabbir and Avodis. That's the nusach that we have borrowed when the Kohanim recite the Duchening. So the Midrash and Medrash says that you say Shalosh Kol Avad Chabir or not based on this Rashi. And Rashi says that this Man HaMidrash, that was Rashi's guessing. Rashi has two days. One version of Rashi is that God is probably the nusach that they said didn't come here today. So Rashi...
Why does someone go against them?
So the Zohar Gaon says that good is not a mikdash according to one day of Rashi. That's what they said in the Beit HaMikdash instead of Rashi. Shemot and Yisrael said Shemot and Yisrael come in there. What have you got there today? Today the Nusach was changed by the Tanoim who lived at the time of the Chutzit to say Tanoim and Rashi Shemot and Yisrael. That's the Nusach of all the Siddur. So just because the Tanoim was going to Duchen, we should start all of a sudden reminiscing about how life was in the days of the Beit HaMikdash and say a different Nusach, Shemot and Yisrael. Why should we change the Nusach? That's what we thought from the Zohar Gaon. That there were three brachas that the minigod was to change, and he was opposed to it. He said, when we do him, we shouldn't change the bracha. You should say, I'm asking for Shemot and Tzion. And Therese made Shubin when he concludes, you shouldn't say, Ois HaShalom, you should say, I'm Baruch HaShem, you should say, HaShalom. He says, Ois HaShalom is when you step back. Instead of saying, Ois HaShalom and Ramin, you say, Ois HaShalom and Ramin. That's Ois HaShalom. And that's how the Nisach HaBracha should be changed. There are some who have, instead of, I'm Baruch HaShem, you should say, all year long, they say, Ois HaShalom, all year long. And it's a chitlu, all year long, the sayaz on this. So that's where it comes from. So that's what the Ninigashkanaz had developed, and Ayyam and the Ram, they say, Yitzhak Shalom. So the Vilna Gaon was opposed to this. He said that the Gemara never says that you change that Nusach HaBracha, because you change the Nusach HaBracha, Asher HaKadosh, you change the HaMelech HaKadosh, and HaMelech 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 you say HaMelech 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 It said that it's not proper to change those two. When you do it in the Quranim, when you come to do it, they should take the same Nusach HaBracha. And the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, I say, is my Tshuva. And then when you say Maravis, yeah. When you say Maravis on Mairis, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkis, then when you say Goel Yisrael, usually they change the Nusach to Yisrael the Goel Alon. So the Goel Alon said, that's the Mishal Mabeh, it's all the Chachamim good Brachas. It's not the Nusach HaBrachas, the Beit Olam HaSachim. When you say Goel Yisrael, they said you shouldn't change the Nusach HaBrachas. That's the three that they put together.
And our minig is, the minig in most places that they change the bracha is that we assume that the duchening, at the time of duchening, is supposed to reminisce about the avodah based on English. Why are you supposed to reminisce about the avodah based on English? So they say, avodah, that's the some form right. Avodah, that's why the Kohan take off the shoes, because when it's based on English, they're not going to do avodah with the shoes on. So you see, when it's Adam Duchen, it's supposed to take off the shoes, then it should be a Beit HaMikdash. Yes. In the Beit HaMikdash, you have a lot of issues. You have to zap them up there, but without sack, yes. So you look in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that's not correct. That's dead wrong. So first of all, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made 9 takonos. And one of the 9 takonos was that when the Kohanim go up to Duchen, they should take off the shoes. And the Gemara says that this in time has nothing to do with so much right, right, this is the time. We think of the Yankee right. This is the time that when you do him, when you come to Duchening really has to do with Hakwada Sakhabal. Because the Gemara learns that in Satan. Perry Kelman learns that from Al-Fasir in Tarshish Kav. It says, Vayerid me'asos ha'arigo, Vayerid me'asos ha'chafas ha'arigo, Vayvor, we saw in the Yod Balam Vayvorche. But Aaron HaKohen gave the Duchening, gave the Rebbe Hashem Yishmael, he gave the Yichas Kohanim at the conclusion of Hakwada's Kavanah's Tzibur. So the Rabbi Yankee Femden writes in his Morik Tzio, on the Sefer Aruch Chaim, he writes that Duchening is only Midarayt at the conclusion of HaKrovus Kavanah Tzibur. Duchening is not only Midarabbanah. Zechel and Mikdash. So you start off on that premise that everything goes to Gishir. So you say, that's why he changes it to HaKrovus, so it's going to last a year on Navoi, that's where the Kohen take off their shoes, everything is Zechel and Mikdash. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if not, why you say not for that opinion? The Mishnah Berurah says the premise is wrong. He shows the Mishnah Berurah has, he has normally he has Mishnah Berurah, then he has Bir Halacha, then he has Shavah Tzio. And once every 100 pages, he has a footnote on the bottom of the page. That doesn't belong to any one of these. It has a big, fat footnote, and Hilchus, the Seer's Kapayim, is in the Kufkov Kert, we've seen all about Duchening, and he says, but Rabbi Yankee Femden wrote in the Norris Seer that Duchening is man azeh, afil is man amigdash, chutz from migdash. It's only with the Rabbanah that the only time you have Duchening without favor is the way with a tear from the Gemara. At the conclusion of HaKrovus Kavanah Tzibur, it's up there, it's wrong, it's against all the Gemaras, and it's against the Shifrei. But the Seer, the Duchening is man azeh, is also there right now. I did not know that from the Tzatzit. That's just the conclusion of HaKrovus Kavanah Tzibur, so we're not giving any Kavanah. But the answer is that Tzibur is the Malkum Karbon in HaTorah. This idea that we say that when you dive into Shmon Esrei, and you get to a tree, you say, you say, somewhere down to the Tzibur, this is the Rosh
Hashanah.
Like when a Yochid davens, that's like a Korban Yochid. When a Chazan davens, that's like a Korban Tzibur. When is the Tzibur converted into a Korban Tzibur? When a Chazan says the Bracha would say, because the idea of Tzibur appears in Tanakh always in connection with our Korban Korban. Here's the Mother Chapir Oro. When a Chazan reaches and say, he converts his Tzibur, that Tzibur, into a Korban Tzibur. If he says it say, then you're able to recite the Dichas Kohan. But it's not like a Bianca Benman says, that it's only the Rabban and Zechel in English, and that's why you should always reminisce about the way things were in the Beit Hamikdash. True, the reason that the Gemara gives why the Kohanim have to take off their shoes is a very odd reason. Granted, the Gemara says, because the shoelace may get untied. And then it's going to really gather to find shoelaces, and the Chazan is not going to wait, and the Chazan must stop shooting away. And you go there, and go, oh, they're going to be doing it, and they're going to find shoes. The people are going to wonder, my height, he used to be a Kohen. They're freaking good. Yes, they do. How come they're going to go, oh, Mansi, he realized that he's really a Kohen. He's not a Kohen. That's your far-fetched chashash. So therefore, he made a takana, they shouldn't wear shoes. Because he's afraid the people are going to think tomorrow, they're going to say, yes, look at him. So we'll see that just today. It was busy time. So take them all closely, right? The 2 days when I find it, whether the takana of Rabbi Yechaman Zakat is only on shoes that you're not allowed to wear, Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur and Shiva, are all sneakers also. So in some cases, they're not doing the shoes, cover up Tibur, if you find them, take off the shoes, you wear slippers. They should wear something, they shouldn't walk with their mummy socks, yeah. So that's a shayla. You say that it's Zechel and Mikdash, you say that the real reason really is, the Gemara says it's not the real reason. Yeah.
That's the point. But that's every day, they don't change the slippers.
A lot of the side moments do it every day. And that's telling the Ashkenazim do it every day. That's the influence of the Gro. That's how Shlomo the Rambam says the wholeness of the Tevel of Asira Seno, the Tzila, the Asira, should be accepted by God's Bokeh like a Kodesh. You want to declare, you want to say, but now we're converting the davening into a carbon sleeve, so that allows us, that's the Mechayev, I'll say, Zuchim, that's Mechayev, I'll say, Zuchim, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, that's not a guy. Yankee Feminine said the drop also. Right, right. That's not the guy. No, the Mishnah Brewer has other guys. That's from the drop. That's the Chachas in the Gemara. That's opening the Gemara there. Is that right? What did you say that, what? How can you say that it's there for the Rizos is what? The God of God is only for the Yahavo. Hatzal is Kavala, it's for Kafara, yeah, but that's a kid. Yeah, that's similar. The Kavala is a leaf offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Baruch Hu is in the Kavala, not calling upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should develop the Baruch Hu. It's just an election. But Rabbi Yankee Fendler just claimed, based on the Gemara, he's not so far off. And the Shabbat said he's wrong, but he has a good marker in the Gemara. The Gemara says you're only looking at the conclusion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavala's people. He says, we don't have any carbonic people, so he's only with the carbonic, they have an English. That's his point. So that's the source of this mimic, that you say, Shalosh Chalavat of Lira and Avoid, when it's Kalam Zuchim, it's based on a combination of these two factors. Number one, this one version of Rashi, that was the bracha that they recited instead of what we have. Amat, you know, to the sea, on to the lunch of this Migdash, I can't back to the list of a bracha they said there. And number two, you mistake what Rabbi Yankee Fendler claims. Rabbi Yankee Fendler says to explain this to Nusach Ashkenaz. Why do they change the Nusach HaBrach when they Zuchen? Because Zuchen in Mizan HaZeh, Zonim the Rabbanon, Zechel HaMikdash. That's what he says, you should say the Brach. At the end of it, say the same way they used to say this bunch of this in English HaKar. If you won't say the same as this bunch of this in English HaKar, it won't make sense to Zuchen HaKar. That's what he says. So from the MSD Yatsid they left, and from the Holshman Yatsid they only maintain two Brachas. Avoida, is we say with a different chasina, and Birchas Kohanim. What is Birchas Kohanim? Birchas Kohanim is still Shalom, it's called Birchas Kohanim. That when we have broken in the Echad Rechad Birchas HaTov Shim Chol Chamer Al Ha'idai, then you insert the Birchas Kohanim. And even when you don't have Kohanim in Shul, the Bracha is still Shalom, it's called the Bracha Birchas Kohanim. That's what Tosis points out over here. Birchas Kohanim doesn't mean that the Kohanim Birchim then. That they say, Yerech HaShem Yishmerecha. No! It means that the Tzibah says, Tzibah Shalom, Hashem Baruch, whatever the Nusach was. But the Nusach, we have a compromise there. Ramot says, we say, by Shachas, we say Tzibah Shalom, and Mamayla, we say Shalom, because there are two, it's called all year long. Whether you should say Tzibah Shalom, or you only say, the Rambam says, you only say Tzibah Shalom. That's the Tzibah Shalom. Shachas, Mishmar, you only say Tzibah Shalom. And also the Nusach, you only say Shalom Rav. So the Ramot quotes a compromise that sometimes you say Tzibah Shalom, sometimes you say Shalom Rav. Depending on something or another. So you tell you, depends on this, depends on that, depends on your entry at the fair, morning, whatever, whole combination. But that's a compromise, she says. Mikra din, even the Nusach is always in Shalom, and the Nusach is always in Shalom. That's what they wrote. That was the Rav is once davening, I mean, when he had guests, I said, he's davening for a moment, he said, he's davening, so in the Chazar HaShab, he said, it's in Shalom. So one of the boys made a whole deal. That then you say it, out of time, it's people, so they say, it's in Shalom. So the Shaila was, if one person is this in that time, it's Yochid, he has your side, he's Dalim Kalamid, but the whole people say Shalom Rav, and he says Tim Shalom, so the Rav says Tim Shalom, so he was pushing the Shaila, so he went over to the Rav, I have to mean, he has said, oh, it's a right that you say Tim Shalom, so the Rav said, no, I say Tim Shalom and Meir also, he doesn't go to Harim, he only says Tim Shalom, never says Shalom Rav, he doesn't do like the Rav Moz Kavri. Yeah, I think the Ramok was for Shabbos and Mincha, you say, Tim Shalom tell your name. You say, I'm going to have a Tavlon of Tereskai, because you mentioned Matla Satorah, and you learn Kriya Zatara and it's time to see with the Mincha and Shabbat the Mincha and then you keep with the Mincha, so that's why you say Shem Shalom. Whenever you don't learn the Mincha, then Ramah says that you say Shalom.
I think
you
understand
the Kenai Kevin Sainu,
that's when you can say
Shem Shalom. Yeah, because you say the real
Kenai Kevin Sainu. Because it's Kahanak and Jochem,
you're in Yeah. No, the relationship with Rav Yankee Kamin said, the relationship was like this. When the Chasma says, the day he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the Tzila, if this had been HaKadosh Karbonis. And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, when he explained, when you actually do it, so you stress it. So you say, the Tzera Balach HaSira Seni Ki Odo Kakar, we stress it even more so. Except that prayer is as if he had offered Karbonis. What do you have to say that for? To enable the Kohanim to do it. But since that rock of its day is going to enable the Kohanim to do it, because it converts either the Atera or make them even the Rabbanim, however you say it, it converts the Tzibur, into being considered like a carbon Tzibur. But the Yankee feminine says, and that's how the meaning develops, that you say the Nusach and the Chatzimah in the same way they said the Nusach and the Beit Hamikdash. So it's reminiscent of the days of the Beit Hamikdash. The person says when it says on here that they said Bechas Kohanim, this the third of the three brachas they said. The first bracha was Emes Yatsiv, and they said two out of the brachas on the Shmanetah, but it doesn't mean Bechas Kohanim Duchani. So the name was later after the Hakkabit Karbon Tamid. They said the Duchani. You don't Duchani until after Hakkabit Karbon Tamid. Who the Shabbos, on Shabbos morning, that's even bracha achas on Nishma HaYotze. On Shabbos morning, they would recite another bracha, because the Mishmaris was Trish. On Shabbos morning. Every week they had a different Mishmar to Kohanim doing that Odeh for Karbonis. There were 24 Mishmars. And they would say a special Mishmar, they would say a special bracha. Gemara has on the next daf, what was that bracha that they said? Gemara has over here, my bracha Akka. That's 20 lines from the top. The Shabbos not even bracha Akka from Mishmar Yetzi. My bracha Akka was the bracha Amar Al-Khelbu, Mishmar HaYotzei, the Mishmar that was concluding now. Says to the Nishma HaNichna, they say I'm Nishabera. Nishishikin Hishmar Baba Yitzadeh Bevel Shalom. Who is Masha Hishchina, Nish Beit HaMikdash, who Yashkin Meinecha, Mahab of Yashkin Shalom Berei. The Tesis says they don't understand. Why do you call that a bracha? That's a bracha. If I give you a bracha, you should have nachat from your children. That's a bracha to a bracha to a dog. That's not a bracha to the Rebbe Shalom. We're talking about the Emes Yashkin, the bracha to the Rebbe Shalom. Baruch Atah Hashem, Rebbein Mor Ha'olam. Baruch Atah Hashem, Zohar Mishra, Emes Yashkin. And then I've heard the Baruch Atah Hashem, Shoyz Kolobat Chavira Navoy. Because God is Baruch Hashem, Hamroch Atah Mishot Baharom. Shem, Malchus. Who's that Baruch Atah Bosh of Adam? I've sat in the sitting. Tyson says on the top of Yud Beis Amunah with the second Tyson. Famous Tzad, Mayi, what kind of a Baruch? Av Lez B'lo Shem, Lai Machsan a Baruch Atah Mishot Baharom. It's a Baruch Atah Mishma HaNichna. So how do you call that the Havlatik and Oid Baruch Atah? It's a Baruch Atah Mishot Baharom. I tell him, that's what it says in here. If you should hold like that, that's the Machlokes we mentioned last week, where the Maharam Ritma holds that it's considered a bracha smukha l'chavata, even if they don't blend in, they constitute a... But the Sakhara wasn't that they should blend in with the bracha Krishna. The bracha of Yisrei doesn't blend in with God. No. So Rabbi Yonah gives a different answer. Rabbi Yonah is bothered with that kasha that Satan says later on, a member. When you say Tzvigot Adera, it's not for Tzachas B'Borach. How can you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tzvigot? The Baruch Atah, you say Yirat Mochanecha. So okay, they say, Lechem HaRashon Mishat Tzidem HaRashon. How do you call Yirat Mochanecha? If it's a Baruch Atah, you should say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tzvigot. But he gives different answers. Satan says, it's not a Baruch Atah, it's a Tzvigot. He says that it's a bracha, it's a tchina, like over here. This is also a tchina, it's not a bracha, it's a kasha. This is a tchiva, this is not a, there's not a bracha. The Rebbe says it's not a bracha, but the Rabbi Yen gives a different answer. He says, the halacha that a bracha of Mishmuch HaLechavata is when you're formulating the bracha in the first place. The bracha of Shemei Tchiva exists already, in the Shemei Esrei. Makarona, Shemei Tchiva, Shemei Tchiva, Shemei Tchiva. So the Chachamim was just mistaken that you should yank out that bracha from the Shemoneh Esrei and touch it up a little bit and recite it on every occasion that you're going on a trip. Take Tzilu Chadera. The one mistaken is that the new bracha Yesh Neyayim on Tzilu Chadera. Yesh is Kifur from the Machzir and all the others, but all the Bechas HaShachah. You get separate brachas. The Chachamim mistaken is separate bracha
And that's what I said for Venus, Shlosh Tani, Gosh, Shlosh Tani, Yad, Shlosh Tani, should be the one separate broker. But the Tzulot HaZerah does not be stacking by the Chachamim as a separate broker. It's the same old broker for Nishman Esri, they say, take out that broker from Esri, which Ben Komo was always a broker, Smuch of HaChadato, from Asmech Karen Yeshua, normally Smuch of HaChadato, for the broker that precedes it, so normally it doesn't have to be the top of the broker. Even on this occasion, it happened that it's called Yerachim of HaChadato, the head of the Shalom, it doesn't sound Barachat, and it's not Smuch of HaChadato, Mach Nishtoi. Because where it really comes from, the original marker of the Baruch Hashem Esriba, it is Mukha Lachavata. That's the Machlokes HaRishon, he says it's not. He claims that it's the same old Shema Esriba from the Shema Esriba, except that they say, you abridge the Shema Esriba, you only say Shema Esriba. If you got all the other 18 Baruch, you only say one out of the 19. So the same over here. They're not saying that Baruch of Ritzei and Sim Shalom in the middle of nowhere. The Chachamim, when we're talking to them, the Beit HaMikdash, they should say two out of the 18 or the 19 brachas of the Shmona Esrei. The sins didn't come well, these brachas are Smuch HaLachavato, so it doesn't pose a problem if you say like this. The other Rishonim are masking to this. If didn't come with the brachas of Smuch HaLachavato, there's no problem of it not beginning with Baruch HaShem, but they hold like, not like Rav Eri, but hold like you. That when you say Tzilas HaDerech, it's not that you're borrowing the brachas from the Shmona Esrei, Shmona Esrei, and you're touching it up a little bit, and comes in a different nusach. And the Shmona Esrei means listen to all of our previously mentioned Bakoshim. I mean, this is the Bakoshim. That's the Machlokes HaRishon, whether Tzilas HaDerech is basically the identical bracha with the Shmona Esrei with a slight twist to it, or it's basically a different bracha. And that's in a different bracha. Or the Tzina, isn't she? Later. Later, as it does, the Gemara says in Sukkah that even this man should be some English kind. You shouldn't make a mistake and think that the Tzimus and Shmaret were all instituted by the Chachamim and Etzim in the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. But this man should be some English, Ayakarion, if you were in the Beit HaMikdash and you were being Makro Kabbalah, you shouldn't make a mistake and think that you want us to dab and go, it's a vegetarian and more. You might describe the state of Hayyim by the Simchas Beit HaShereivot. In the last parak in Sukkah, so the Gemara says, we are Makro to come in Tomei Shal Shachar, and then we dab in Shachar. Makro Tomei Shal Shachar, and then we dab in Minchah. Then all night long they're going to have to dive in my wrist. And his mother said to her, Shashu, if his man shall be from Ibn Shaykhayim, he said, God, his God, his Mishan, the whole Shmona Esrei. Here, it was early. So he only said, it was early in the morning, so he only said these two brothers. But later in the day, after they brought the Tom Shal Shaka, they would say the rest.
What's the Shadam Shaykh Nesh, the third one, the Shashu Nesra?
Yeah. One could easily say that they only want the second to those who are not in the Beit HaMikdash. But in the Beit HaMikdash, you don't have to. Because if they get called on Sukkah, he quotes that right and points out his demo. It says the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash who are involved in Hashrovat HaKadon is still God and Shabbat near the Mark. Yeah, in conjunction.
Yeah, but
to say that
in the
second of the Right, so he says that was clearly in conjunction with the Beit HaMikdash. And even in the Beit HaMikdash, not only for those who live quickly, but even those who are in the Beit HaMikdash, and are actually involved in the Hakkarah of HaKabbalah, they still have to die in the Shachar of Simchat Torah every day.
Because
that's not
the second Beit HaMikdash.
After
the first Beit HaMikdash.
No,
they weren't
in the
second Beit HaMikdash.
Right, no, he says
they're
on the second of the beginning of the Ba'i Sheni. They were both
having Ba'i
Shlisha. I don't know. Everybody said they're on Nusra.
Yeah,
everybody said they're on Nusra. This is Anil. But everyone said they're on Nusra. The Rambam, by the beginning of the Ba'i Sheni, they saw that everyone saying that they're on Nusra, but not they didn't know what to say. So now the Gemara quotes the Machlokes HaMaroyim years after the Chulban Bayis Sheni. What was the one of the two different Kriya Shema? Prior to Kriya Shema, everything you have to be said any day. And brothers, before Kriya Shema, they only said one out of the two. Say the Gemara, which one of the two did they say? Say the Gemara, my Bracha Achas, it's a little misleading. It says, the Shabbos Masivim Bracha Achas, and it says, my Bracha Achas. This is not Shabbos. Shabbos Masivim Bracha Achas, and that's Dhamma. And that's what you say. My bracha goes on the opening line in that Mishnah. That's in the two birth of Kriya Shema. Before Kriya Shema, they only said one out of the two. Say, Gemara, which one did they say? So the Gemara says, it's from Achlekes, Amaron. He tells us the story. Oh, the Rabbah, the Rabbi Yeshit, Barab, these two Amaron, Iklo, Lahu, Ashi, they visited a certain community. So the Balabat, and asked them, they were learning Mishnah in Tomit. The Chem of Mishnah, they were learning Mishnah in Tomit. So yes, and what's the chat of the Mishnah? He says, Yonah knows, Rashi, Mishnah. never learned Tony. Well, they now, my bracha had a good shot. Well, how did they know? They didn't know. So they came and asked their Rebbe. Their Rebbe didn't know. Asked another Rebbe. He didn't know either. That he had some expert who learned the kashya. So he had the expert who didn't like it. If he learned to read it, he didn't like it. My bracha had a good shot. They didn't know. Also, Shai, little Rav Nathan, they asked their Rebbe. How did the other? He didn't know. Also, Shai, little Rav Yudah. They asked Rav Yudah, who was the Talmud of Shmuel. I'm a little, oh, I said, you're not talking, I'm a Shmuel. Aha, Barabba. They said, Abraba, and they left out. They left it over. Rabbi Zeke claims that Rish Lakish disagrees and he holds that he said yes there are. Does the Gemara, did Rish Lakish really say that? And he really disagrees with Shmuel? Or is that an inference of Rabbi Zeke? Rabbi Zeke heard in the name of Rish Lakish something and he figured he put two and two together and he got 22, but he really figured it out wrong. Does the Gemara, he also Rabbi Yitzchak, Rish Lakish lived in Babel. Rish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. And these people in Babel are trying to make a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Shmuel. Shmuel is in Babel, so they knew that Shmuel said they said Avraham. And from Rish Lakish, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, they figured out that he disagrees with Shmuel. So the Gemara is, when another Amora came from Babel, he used to go back and forth to learn the different yeshivas. He also, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Omar, he said, well, you had heard in the name of Rish Lakish is not exactly 100% correct. It's not true. Oh, the Rabbi Zeke Amar B'Feri Shitna Machlokes. Now, there's an inference. He figured it out based on something else. Yom, my Rabbi Zeke Amar Rabban Amar Shlokish. Rabbi Zeke heard from Israel. Rabban who had learned by Shlokish, and he said, "Zeis Amerez." Does that play the innocent comments and the Mishnah and Talmud that it says they said only one bracha and not the other? You can infer bracha and the ox is zoo is zoo. Let's say the Talmud shot. A person is on a desert island, it's traveling on an airplane, whatever. He doesn't have a siddur, and he does not know the whole Shemana Esrei by heart. But some of the brachas, he knows some of the brachas doesn't. Let's say Rosh Hashanah, and he doesn't have a master. And he doesn't remember all the masters of Hanashah. He remembers a little bit, he can funk or two, but the other brachas he doesn't remember. Should he say Kosh, what he remembers or not? So the professor says, the Seirish and the Shekhanah quotes, the brachas master is zilzul. But if you don't know the whole Shemana Esrei, you don't say the part that you know. Shemana Esrei, on the weekdays. And the same thing on Rosh Hashanah, the brachas and the master is zilzul. So if you don't know the masters of Hanashah, you shouldn't even say it. You're missing pages in your master. You only have master of the furnace. You don't have shirkers, so you don't even say the master of the furnace. You can't banish one essay for just reading it. Now, Brat HaShayla, maybe that banish one essay is treated as one unit. What about Zichas Krishna? My siddur is missing a couple of pages. So I have Yosterah, I don't have Abarabba. I have Abarabba, I don't have Yosterah. I have Energy Amunah, and I don't have the three Brachas Krishna. Two Brachas before, one Bracha after. I'm Myriv, we learned already. Hashkimen is really different. You don't talk about Shemen and it's a separate bracha. Sometimes you don't say Hashkiren and you say Krishna with the bracha. It's different. So the son of Hashkiren would not be marked. My siddur is missing Hashkivenu. The son I could say the bracha of Krishna with the Krishna without the Hashkiren. But you say, I don't even have all the three brachas of Krishna. Are they not them there because they constitute one unit Krishna in bracha there? Or are they not marked them there? So the Shlokish said when he learned this Mishnah in Talmud, very same merit. It says in the Mishnah that the Anshu Mishnah, the Beit HaMikdash, only said one bracha before and Yotir or Esther. They didn't say all the three brachas Krishna. But it's alright, whatever you can say. You say whatever you don't say in Mishmeh Akir. All the brachas Krishna. There's always brachas on any name on Shabbos. And you say Krishna at home. You don't say any brachas. You don't say brachas at Krishna.
If you say Krishna at home.
Yes, you don't say brachas. You just Krishna.
At home.
Yeah, at home.
At home you stay without brachas and then you come through, you say all the brachas.
Right.
You say all the brachas. So the Shaila is the
one.
You go to the Krishna before. No. We're not asking whether the brachas are not Krishna. That's what points out later. The Mishnah says the beginning of the second parish. That's what it says. The Mishnah says the beginning of the second parish. That's the beginning of an hour. A person in 18 Mabba Sefer, he has a chumash and he's laying from the Shaila Sefer and it's time to start with Mankriya Shema and he happens to be reading Shema Vayayama Shema Vayayama. If he had in mind to be educational, he had to face his thoughts in the Shema, but what was the good of Krishna? You see that the prophets are on the opposite. And you say, Krishna is that prophet in Yeshua. And that was a different Shema. Are the prophets in the opposite? There is it. And you say one or two of the prophets without saying all three. So the Shema should refer to this Mishnah. Those are merits. You can refer to the Mishnah, the prophets in the opposite, zoo and zoo. Why? Because one said two and they left out the third one. So that's the right. So how did Rabbi Jacob see from the Shema? That they said Yotzer and they left out Abraham. Maybe fucking, maybe he agrees with Shmuel that they said Abraham and they left out Yotzer. So this was his inference. He amit b'shlein Yotzer. Rabbi Zeke is proving. He's putting two and two together. He says if they said
Abraham.
If they said Yotzer and they left out Abraham, then Rish Lakish is disagreeing with Shmuel. If they said that, Hainu Benet Araya. Yamishlan, you have the Rahab Rahman, they said, yes, on the left side of Rahab, had in the box of Akhna Zuzu, then it's a Hechoche, which Lakish is proof is good, the Lakami Abraham. They said that they didn't say Abraham, but if you're going to say Fakir, then it's Rabbi, this is Matthew Shmuel, that they said Abraham, they didn't say Eliam, but Abraham, Abu Amri, they said Abraham, they didn't say Yotzeror. So still good right. There was no similar good right that Rahab Rahman Akhna Zuzu. The time is not the only time the tracks to discuss whether the Brachat of Akhna Zuzu is, if you're pleased to say all of the Brachat. But if you're not pleased to say all of three, you want to be pleased to say two. So the two that you're pleased to say, maybe I'm acting as a zoo. Maybe there's a time in the morning, maybe not. Maybe there's a time in the morning that it's a time where he gives man to say, Yotzeror, 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 has to do with sunrise. Maybe before the sun rises, I am clear that if I'm sick and they normally say before the sun rises. Maybe if it's too far before the sun rises, so you don't even see any rays of the sun. Maybe if you're going to say Shachar is so early that it's pretty dark outside, let's say after Alosha Shachar, but it's still very dark, and there's no sun rays over the horizon. Maybe it's Adayin Lo Higyaz Man Yotzeror, but it still is Man for Kriya Shema B'Shat Atak in the Yotzeror, and Avarabin, and the Yotzeror. So maybe you're saying all of the Brachot of Kriya Shema that you want to try against it. So you can say the Amakim Zezeh. Maybe the Amakim Zezeh, but only to the extent that you want to try it. There's a smart time. There we are. But if you're going to say that the Shlokish doesn't disagree with Shmuel, and what they said is not a mitzvah, it's Abba Abba Amri, my brother said, Maki Zulu, how can he prove from the Mishnah that can Amri Akhna Zulma, Haidolo Yamri, Yerzeror, the Rishma didn't say, Shindolo Matu Man, Yerzeror, because it's a Daila, he gives man Achir, so you can't say that it's Maki Zulma. The two that you might have to say would be Yachim Zulzeh. If he wants his man Yotzeror, but it will come later, another half hour later, the sun will start shining over the horizon. Abraham, they will say. So the Gemara claims that Rebbe Zreke figured this out on his own. Rishlokis never really said, Rishlokis only said, Rabbi Zreke Akhna Zuzu, and Rebbe Zreke figured out on his own that it must be that according to Rishlokis, you say Yotzeror, you don't say Avaram. It really doesn't make sense to say Yotzeror, because Avaram is really the bracha of Talmud Torah. Like Gemara said before, Avaram, why would they be talking the bracha of Talmud Torah? If you said Avaram, then you're yoked to the Brachot Talmud Torah. Why would they be talking a Brachot Talmud Torah before Kriya Shema? Because Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. So if you're only going to say one of the two Brachot, it really makes more sense to say much more. That you're saying the Brachot of Abba Rabba, rather than say the Brachot of Yotzeror. So the Gemara really doesn't like this suggestion of a Drake. So Rish Lakish is Chavik and Shmuel. It really makes more sense if you only have time to say one out of two Brachot, for whatever reason, if they think you're only going to say one. As far as the sense, you should really say Abba Rabba. So the Gemara says, the Imech will all of mine. What's wrong if a Drake made it from an inference? It's still good. So the Gemara says, no. Whenever you infer, in the original Mandama Rish Lakish didn't say black and white, you can think that the inference is incorrect. So the Gemara, the Imech will all of mine, what's so bad? That's my name. The Imech will all of, if it's only based on inference, the Yoylam, you can say, Abraba, Abraba, maybe the Yoylam Rish Lakish doesn't disagree with Shmuel. Because what Shmuel says makes sense. If you're only saying one bracha before Krishna should really be the third between the two, makes more sense to say Avraham. That's the bracha of Talmud Torah before. I hakam Mishlokish infer from here that brachas are not reactive. Not necessarily that brachas are not reactive. Maybe brachas would be reactive, says there. And the only reason why they're not reacting here is because I can't say them off as man yesterday. Maybe it's a time when he gives my head. So how does Mishlokish prove from the Mishnah? Brachas and reactive, they meant a different thing. Well, my brother then Yaakov Zulu too. When Rish Lakish said you can refer to the Mishnah, I'm Yaakov, all he meant to say was, if you say that the brother is not Yaakov, because now maybe Akati might not be his man Yotzeror, I'm not going to say Yotzeror till later, but what's it going to come out? That by 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll have said all the three brothers are out of order. He will have said first, Abba Krishna and Emerson Yaakov, and only an hour or two later, he's going to say Yotzeror, so it's going to come out. If the brothers, all the three brothers were recited, Shalai Allah said, all he proved is that the Seder HaBrachas is not Yaakov. He never really proved that the brachas are not the actors. Maybe the brachas are the actors. Maybe the brachas are the actors. That's what he means. This is on the next daf. Makes a deal coming tomorrow. The top place is on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Makes a deal. They say on that Mishnah, since I carry a Tashman, he gives Mara Mikro, and keep the Libra Yotzah. But it sounds like he didn't say any brachas. It's being Mada Sedra. So the Yishami comes, Yishami Amila, brachas saying the actors. The other people on the Shine of 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 If you say the Lord, you have to say the Lord. If you don't say it, you don't say it at all. If you're not going to understand, you're not yet to the truth. What if I come to the conclusion? Brock is on the oxygen. Zoo is zoo. Brock is on the oxygen. Zoo is zoo. My sitter is missing one of the Brock is on Krishna. So I can't even say the Brock that I have. Unless I have all of our fucking Shemanesh, it's one unit. Like the Birchas Shemanesh of Rosh Hashanah. So the Birchas Krishna, I'm not the Zuzu. Which day can I know that Rosh is not the Krishna? So if you're not the Birchas Krishna, if you don't say the Birchas Krishna. Because I claim don't understand where I take this Zuzu out of pocket. I thought, claims that my Gemara is a Mashmoyah, that only the Seder is not the Aki, but the Rosh is not the Aki and the Krishna. So if you say Krishna without Rosh, you're not Yetzin, but you're not Yetzin in Asher. No, means the Rosh Hashanah, you're not Yetzin.
Well, I guess it's not Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Beit HaMikdash. Obviously they said the bracha later. They just said that they wouldn't have said the bracha later, so they wouldn't have been to the Krishna before. Just the Seder is not the answer. That's okay to claim the Gemara. If you don't say the Bichas Krishna, you're not only not yet to the Bichas Krishna, you're not yet to the Kriyashna. But if you say all the brachas out of order, then you just say everything. So Taisa says, but it's a spirit. My Gemara, they claim that quite a long series of deals. They claim from my Gemara is a Mashmores, a Diyuk HaLoshin, that if you say Kriyashna without brachas, you're not yet to. And from the Mishnah, it's not the same, but if you say Kriyashna without the brachas, you are not yet to. So what do you do to the spirit? The Taisa says, "Yeshua, this is a service from the Gaon. The Gaon is the service. Yeshua, the house of Ma'ariv is the Tzibur. They can have the time. I'm a Mishnah Gaon. You care about our private person. Private person. Then the din is that the brachas are not the Yachid. But if you're the Tzibur, then the brachas are the Yachid. If you're doing it, the Tzibur is worse. So treat every person like a Yachid. You have 10 people davening in shul." And all the Mishigoyim, I'm going to follow Mishigash. Everybody says, just going to take Krishna, they're not going to say Shmoneh. They're not going to say the Bichas Krishna. So they're not even there to the Krishna. And if each one of the 10 people, there's only 9 people in Shul, and they say Krishna without the Brachas, it would work. They'd be right there. But because there are 10 people, and all 10 together, gangs up, and you're all they're going to say Krishna without the Brachas, so they're not there to the Krishna. What's going on? So treat them like Yechidim. So they're there to the Teres Achidim. What do you mean they're not I didn't feel a deceiver, but there's a key emotion. Feel a deceiver, but we're talking about Kriyashma. They say if you didn't say the Bichas Krishna, you're not getting any Kriyashma. But it's not getting any Kriyashma. Okay, I can say you're not getting any Kriyashma. No, so you see that they say chapters like this, what Taisus is talking about. If you're saying Kriyashma B'tzibur, who's saying what? So Taisus says, like by describing, the Chazan says everything out loud and the Tzibur is Yotze V'Shenei Kainan. So Taisus runs shot, the Chazan is saying Kriyashma also. The Tzibur is quiet. And you have a Shnei Tzibur, he's saying Yotze, he's saying everything. The Brich is Kriyashma with the Kriyashma out loud and people are being Yotze V'Shenei Kainan. They say in the name of the Kutz and the Vilna Goyen, that why does it say in the first Mishnah, they must have Korinne Kashma, Lashon Rabin, everybody says Krishna. And then the next Mishnah says, Bishaka, Mivarech, Zayin, why does it say Mivarech, Lashon Yoch, it's not Mivarechim. So they say because the Mishnah is Kriyashma, the Chazan says, he can be much easier to be the Vilna. But the Kriyashma, the Vilna Goyen, Kutz and Yisham, is Lashon Echon. The faces, that's how the Delta says, this one shot, and the Gemara, they have this unique shot that the say the brachas is not the Yaakov, but the brachas on the Yaakov, not on the Yaakov, but the brachas is not in the Kriyashma. What do you mean it's not in the Kriyashma? You say Kriyashma without brachas, they're not Yerzi. No, the Taisa says shot like this, the Tzibur. The Yaakov, if I'm by myself and I'm saying Krishna, of course I'm Yerzi Krishna, even though I didn't say the brachas, I'm not Yerzi the brachas, I'm Yerzi the Krishna. But if I am the Tzibur, meaning that there's a Shliach Tzibur, and he's saying everything, I'm not saying anything, you want to be Yerzi Mishameh Koine, but then there's a Takana Kachonin. Then Minatari, you can be Yerzi Mishameh Koine Kriyashma. The whole thing is only, but the Dhamma Grand said it's only a Dinder Abonim, it's not a Dinder right. But Taisa is saying that Dinder Abonim, that you can't think mighty somebody, Shameh Koine Kriyashma, is only to just as Kriyashma without the brokers. But if he says Birchas Kriyashma with the Kriyashma, I got that he's mighty the whole people, but the brokers, he's mighty them also with the Kriyashma. But the brach is not with the Shema. The Chazan will only say Shema, and he won't say the brach. Then there's a takana the Rabbanim that it doesn't have the special, doesn't have the special halacha that he's right to the tzibur with Shemei Kain. There is such an idea. The mashal tzibur. As long as that's what the Yishama does, there are three exceptions to the rule that you don't allow Shemir Kohenim. One is Kriyashma, and one is Tfila, and one is Bichat Hanenah, before and after eating. Why? Because the Yishama says, if you want to eat, one should follow that, let him eat, the answer is, you want to eat, so you should learn how to say, I'm eating out of bench. Say your own bracha. And if you have it, sir, you need a refuel, you need a shidduch, you need a finances. So you dab into the first one. Dab for yourself. Why should you send it to God? And Kabbalah from Machshman, everybody should be Kabbalah from Machshman. It's improper to rely on someone else in Kabbalah from Machshman. So the thing is that that I cannot rely on someone else to do that. But what happens if you have a tzibur, if you have 10 people, not just the yachid, the one person will say Shema Esri and the other one will just be Esri Shema Esri. If you have a tzibur, then the Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the chazan can be right to everybody in the tzibur. Even though the people have the ability to gather on their own, they can follow us on a chazor of Hashem. And the same thing by Bichas Hamadim. If you have a chabur, if you have two people, then it's a mitzvah they call it. There's only the Zulman says a mitzvah they call it. So if you have a chabur of three or more, then you can be, I say, one can recite the bench for all. You only require that everybody should bench on his own. It's might as well when they bench the Zulman, one would say the bench and everybody would hear. That's a special thing. When you have the tzibu, when you have the chabur, then one says the benching and everybody would hear. So you want to say the call. That by the Kriyashma, it's only with the Rabbanan you don't allow Shemir Kohenim. When a third you allow Shemir Kohenim, with the Rabbanan, Hasbara, and the Senes, everybody should be in the capital of Mach Shemayim on his own. So this word, it doesn't apply to Tzibur. If you have a whole Tzibur, then the Tzibur you make up, that the Chazim should be made to everybody. But that's only provided that he says the Druch is,
with the Kriyashma, because
of him going through the Korah. Yeah, Rashi doesn't know. They all said. They all said together. Imam, Pashuk Shah. Parshas, in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, in Parshas Bamidbar, the Torah has it in that all of the Bechorim have to make a Tikkun HaBen after they reach the age of 30 days and up. And all of the Levim who are 30 days and older, each Levi patered a Bechor. And the number of Bechorim, the 273 Bechorim, I forgot the number, the number of Bechorim who were over and above the number of Levim, had to get taken up better. Those Bechorim who had it and laid it to part of them didn't have to get taken up better. So Rashi writes on the Pasuk, what's the Shear of 30 days? So he says, the Shear of the Chalal Sofik Neifon. So, the Emes, the Halacha says, when is the baby a Sofik Neifon up until the 30 days and after 30 days another Sofik Neifon? That's only for one of his birth, and we don't know. Even you know the Zadai Shalai Kol Lechadoshav, you know the Zadai that it's a premature baby. Or it's a surface where the Kol Lechadoshav is not. What if the baby, you know for sure that it's Kol Lechadoshav? The woman is carrying around the baby for sure. For more than 9 months. Zadai Kol Lechadoshav. But then there's no surface name. You don't have to wait for 30 days to know whether the baby is a surface name. And still Allah says, that there's no figure out then until 30 days. Figure out then until 30 days is a dimitar of Zadai, not the Torah of Zadai. The Muslim says, you may figure out then before 30 days. And the client spent the money, so you're not getting to the picking of then you gotta do it again. If the client still has the money on the young Muhammad Allah, so then the money says he gets it. He gets it, he still has the money. But if he spent the money before the young Muhammad Allah, then you're not getting to the shop. Why are you not getting it? If the dinner says he's looking at picking up then, in the moment that the baby is born. The only thing is if the suffering, whether the baby is an April or not, if the baby survives till the young Muhammad Allah, it's not going to be a prayer. If it was a chiyah picking up then, it's all along. So what's so bad if the client spends the money? So it's the same as the Gemara, and it's this point that, and it's Eichar on Chayrus, and the Meran Yisrael is the same as the Gemara, and the end of the Chayrus. But the Chiyah Tikkun HaBen doesn't begin until you earn Laman Aleph. The same thing, how much money do you give to Tikkun HaBen? So by Lachan, you have to give Chomesh Plon. How much is Chomesh Plon equal to? But if I can tell, Lachan Aleph, you have to give the value of 100 grams of pure silver. Sometimes silver fluctuates significantly, sometimes you can have a sudden jump up or a sudden jump down. So how much money do you have to give? The value of 100 grams of pure silver the day the baby was born, or the day the baby reached the young Laman Aleph. So then it's serious, it's a change, it depends on the young Laman Aleph. And the Chiyah Tikkun HaBen is Chal. If the young Laman Aleph is required not because of Shafiq Nezah. Even if the baby is a Vadai, Kol HaLach HaDoshav, he sure is not a Nezah. Still, the Halacha says, you have to wait till the young Laman Aleph In order to have a chiyuv tikkun aveira. What does Rashi mean over here, Mashiach, and the chlal shel his nevel? Rashi is quoting from the Medrash right there. So the Talmid is alluding to what the Gemara had in Masechet Shabbos, in Yevamot, and in other places. The Gemara says, that we assume that the reason why the Torah was Kobeya, that the chiyuv tikkun aveira begins at Yom HaMeralt, is because if you have a baby where the subject is called a chadosho, or a vada, you have like called a chadosho, if you wait till Yom HaMeralt, that'll serve as a pirur. That the baby is not an Ezra, but that's only the, like Tarshim and Tani before, that's the reason for the Din HaTorah, that's not the essence, Din HaTorah, the Din HaTorah, that the Chiyot, the Din HaTorah, the Chalam, Yom HaNam, the same thing by bringing Korbanos on the Mizeah, the Yom HaShmini, the Holy Yerat, and the Kavad Yishot, and that thing applies even to the Babay Kol HaKadosha. The Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, the Perek of Lezik and Nila, that the Abba, the Hanya is born, the Vlad is born, and that you don't know if it was Kol HaKadosha or not, that there's a Chumra, in Abba, Chumra, Midi Rabbon, and many times, and that's very good, that's the right. And you assume that it's a Vlad Bar Kayama, it's not an Esau. And with the Rabbanan they said, if the Vlad would be born, if the baby is born premature, then Shechita is not Matir. It's considered as if it was born dead. So Shechita, you can't check with that day, you know it's walking around. Within the first 8 days, unless you know the Vlad should come up with us, you're not allowed to check the day. It's a shame that it would be an Esau. You have to wait till the 8 days to be in the Vlad, then it's not an Esau. So that Allah here of waiting till 8 days is based on the fasting of Chumash, we are machine of Baha'u'llah, you are to the Kabbalah of Hashem. And by Korbanot Gufa, the deal applies even if it's Baba Yadu Shikol HaKadosha. The other one of the others in the summit of Shabbat is that Chachamim understood that's the background to the Din HaTorah. Because normally you have to wait till the 8th day by Behemoth until the 34th day by Yodam. The Din HaTorah then it's not Kol HaKadosha. So therefore the Torah made a light rule to Torah's Baba. But it's not that that's together Hadin here. The Rashi has Mishiyot and the Chalos Hashem here. That's not the reason. It's the background. The din is that the din begin at that. What did you get? After the Yom HaLam. Same thing about Levius. A lady only father, the lady wouldn't father up to her. He wasn't born 30 days, even if it's Baba Yadusha Kala Chadosh. Even if you know for sure he's not in April. That's not, of course, under very difficult. But please take the Frank as a simple place on Chumash. But he points out something that we would never notice. That the Shino Yoshim is seen as, Rashi has this comment twice. Both by the Levian. It says a lady has, who was more than 30 days old when they were counting the Levim, when they made the Minyan on that occasion, and all the Levim who were past the age of 30 days substituted for the Kohanim, who were after 30 days. And all the Kohanim who didn't have a Levi to substitute them, to match up how to make it together. So Rashi writes both by the 30 days by the Minyan, the 30 days by the Bechorim, Mishiyot Mechlal Meisah. But Rashi has a senior lotion by the Bechorim, he writes Mishiyot Mechlal Sofik Meisah. By the Levim, he writes Mishiyot Mechlal Meisah. Why in one place you have to stop example? Everything's not that yet. It's the same Rashi point. So he makes a whole tilting. So he says, no. He says, Rashi means to say, he understands Rashi Yishuto. That's a, I thought that the, that's not the real deal over here. I thought the whole point that he's going to say, I thought that that's just a time of the cross. The real deal is that the deal is all applied. He says, no. He says, sometimes even after the baby is 31 days old, there's still going to be a suffix nation. Maybe the baby is sick and you're not sure. You know, and
the baby is sick.
You have to see. But he says that with respect to the choir, that the choir who is 31 days old and he doesn't have a lady to talk to him, that's what you're thinking of. Then he has to be not only yotzei mechlal vaday nation, has to even be yotzei mechlal suffix nation. Because if there's any suffix, then maybe he's still a nation. Then it didn't say the suffix picking up then is Mekumah. That's Mishnah. You don't say fake of the right in Mekumah. You have a suffix whenever you have a baby. And there's some kind of a suffix when you have to get picking up then. Whatever kind of a suffix. Even if you have a fake suffix. And it didn't say, you don't say suffix to the right in Mekumah. You say suffix from Mekumah. Mekumah. All the Mishnah is in the end of Mekumah. Say suffix from Mekumah. So he says if the baby has, not only because the father in Israel does the father not have to give to get up then money. You have to wait till the baby's up in the Chalal suffix. So he shouldn't give me a suffix.